Hey everybody, welcome back to the podcast. Just got to get a little disclaimer. I started a podcast studio. I've set everything up. Now I have mics and cameras that are in one place, which is really nice. So I got a little podcast studio that I'm building, but technical difficulties still. I'm sorry. So when you listen, you might hear us fumbling around a little bit, and that's because I think the way I have it set up, too much power is being drawn into the computer, and I got to figure out another way to power some of these cameras and lights and stuff. But we had a really fun podcast with Trey Stewart. You should listen in. We talked about dating. We talked about picking up women, doing it in a respectful way. We even had the hilarious Lulu Jovovich calling in to give us a woman's feedback on dating and hitting on women. And I hope you guys enjoy it.
Public Yemeni number one.
Yo, everybody, what is up? It is Mike Eshak. I am here. I've actually set up a studio for the first time ever. I'm not setting up this podcast anymore. It still looks like shit, but at least I don't have to set it up. I should have moved the grocery cart behind me. Now I look like some Russian babushka. Who the fuck do I think I am? As always, if you're listening, like and subscribe. Follow me online, mikefromdetroit.com. Today, I have the hilarious Trey Stewart. Put your hands together for the motherfucker, Trey Stewart. Oh, no. I don't have the applause thing here anymore. Hold on a second.
Oh, no.
Hey, yeah, welcome, yeah. Trey Stewart, my hilarious friend and comic from Detroit.
Yo,
we out here, and a couple of things that we wanted to talk about on the podcast. Trey likes to talk politics. I like to talk politics. And so what we're going to be doing here is we're going to be talking about the state of politics for a little bit. Going to talk about how we feel as liberals, how liberals are acting these days. Maybe touch a little bit about what we think about abortion. And then I was just on his podcast a couple of days ago, and that's we had a really good discussion about picking up women, sex, doing it the right way, doing it in a way where it's respectful, but also not being too nice.
Right.
Right.
Can't be too nice.
We can't be too nice. No. And then at 2:40, we have Lulu Jovovich, the hilarious Russian spy comedian, calling in to give her to give us her twisted mindset of how we should treat women.
Yeah, she's, you know, lock them up. That's probably what she's gonna
say. Probably gonna say that shit, man. We love Lulu, man, because Lulu's more men than we are.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Not to assume
my that she's own a gender. Man. Yeah, okay, yeah. Trey's a zip. If you guys don't know, that's his pronoun.
I'm a zip zop zoop. That's an improv thing.
Zip zop zap zip zap zop
zip, zap zop. Identify as.
Hey, give me a check real quick.
Yeah, zip zip zap check in zap.
Can you remember raise your go talk more?
Zap zip.
Yeah, that's better.
Zip zip zap zipping in. Yes and. What is it they do?
Yes and, bitch. What you know about yes anding?
Improv, man.
Yeah, zip, zap, zap. So anyways, bro, it's hard to be liberal these days.
Yeah, and we talked about it a little bit. I think what I would actually describe myself is progressive.
That's gross.
What's gross about that?
I don't know. I hear when people are like, I'm progressive. Of course, you got glasses on. Of course you would fucking say that fucking...
Well, here's the thing.
Malcolm X 2.0.
Let me tell you about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
All right? Oh, my God.
No, who taught you to hate yourself, brother? It's a white man, all right? No.
White liberals.
Yeah.
What happened to the...
guys? Still hear me? What the hell happened to the... Oh, there we go.
There it is.
For some reason, the feed came out. Technical difficulties. For the cameras, we'll figure it out, guys. This is my first setup for the studio. Okay, anyways, go ahead.
It's pretty good. Malcolm X talked about white liberals and how, you know, they were more dangerous than the Republicans, and you know he gave a whole bunch of reasons why we shouldn't trust them, and he was right.
Was he?
Yeah, he was right a lot. Well, his whole point was just kind of like, and people can look up Malcolm X, you know, liberals and see what he said. He, you know, had a very scathing opinion of them, and he wasn't wrong because they'll, you know, he was like, they'll pretend that they're on your side and they'll have you thinking, I think one of his quotes was, they'll have you loving your enemy and hating the people who are oppressed. So it's like, they'll have you loving the oppressor and hating the people who are oppressed. That's what he, you know.
And that's what he said about white liberals.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you give us an explanation, like an example, maybe?
Just do you have an example? I think he gives plenty of examples, but in just today, for instance, people, you know, love Joe Biden.
Mm.
And he literally wrote laws that put a lot of black people in jail. Bill Clinton, you know, the crime bill. So that's
super predator.
Super predator, right? So these are people who are, they'll have you loving your oppressor. They had a hand, not just had a hand. Biden always says, you know, I wrote the damn bill. That's what he says. It's like, well, yeah, man. I mean, that's not a good thing, by the way. But, and so people love him. And he's literally
an oppressor.
Yeah. And, but that was, people say, oh, well, he was our only option. It's like, I mean, we had other options. A real progressive, which is why only reason I categorize myself as a progressive is because I just go with what policies I think make sense. And right now, progressive policies make the most sense to me. So that's where I am. Because you can't even say you're a liberal, because what does that even mean anymore these days?
Yeah, what does it mean?
I don't know, nothing. It just means you don't hate gay people, I guess.
To me, it's like, what? Okay, so I that explanation is interesting. So aren't Republicans also doing that shit too?
Doing what?
Getting us to like love our oppressors?
Not really, because I guess they're just way more upfront about, you know, when it comes to racism specifically, Republicans are like, that shit doesn't exist. You know what I mean? So they're just ignoring it. And they're more upfront, you know what I mean? They want to control women's bodies. They're way more upfront with a lot of what they want.
That is true.
Yeah, and they're not like trying to trick you.
Yeah.
Liberals pretend like they're for gay rights or pretend like they're for women. But when you have 50 years of codifying Roe versus Wade in a law and you didn't do it, well, actions speak louder than words.
Right.
And so that's what I mean. Republicans don't, most of the time, they don't like promise shit that they're not going to deliver. I mean,
that
we see
is
with the
true.
They deliver. They're delivering.
They deliver hard, man.
Yeah, they're fucking shout out to them.
Again, with the damn. I'm sorry with these.
Wait, can they still see? Or?
It's going to come in and out, I think, is what's going to happen. Man. I hate the fact that this is happening, but it looks like it's happening. God damn it. Is your light still on over there?
Yeah.
See, like right now, the thing is literally, oh, fuck. Bro, I've been having nothing but problems with this fucking podcast. I'm not even gonna lie.
Well, you do it. That's what I was. The fact that you only do it live is, you know, really my heart.
My whole computer is like fucking jacked up right now. Everything's frozen. Fuck. There we go. We're back.
It'll probably go.
Dude, it looks like it's going to be going in and out, man. Were you guys able to hear us while the video feed was gone? Oh, it says can't see, but we can hear. All right. Well, that's just going to have to be the case. We're just going to do this. This is my new setup, guys. So I got to try to figure out, maybe I got to get rid of these cameras and get something different. But yeah. So, and you know what it probably is now that I think about it? I think it has everything to do with the fact that I got one of these lights attached to the power of the computer. I think that's what's happening. At least I like to think that's what's happening. Part of me wants to fix it right now, but we should just keep going. All right, so like you were saying, yeah, you're right, though, man. Republicans come in hard.
Yeah, they mean...
They show up, man. They say, this is what we're gonna hate women, and then they come in and they do it.
Yeah, we're gonna fucking, you know, tell you what to do with your body, and you're gonna like it.
Yeah,
and they weren't shy about it. You know, like Democrats, they say a lot of shit, and they haven't followed through with the gay thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's to me worse. It's kind of like they are worse than the Fats because they pretend to care.
Mm-hmm.
If I was a conservative,
mm-hmm.
I'd be very happy with my representatives right now. If I was a Christian conservative.
Me too. You
know? Yeah, so it's like.
Me too.
I can't say that. When was the last time you, like, I haven't been happy, you know, with Democrats.
Oh, he's saying, they're saying that the audio is still messed up. Seriously, guys? It says the sound was low when the video was cut out. Let me see. Oh, I see why. How about now? Is that better? Check, check. Is that better, guys? Did that make it louder? That's what you get for doing this thing live.
I applaud you because I would definitely just record it.
I don't like doing that. I'd rather keep it live. I just got to figure out this quick. I think I got too much running into the USB is what it is. I got to power some of these things independently. Mm-hmm. I think I'm running everything in through the computer, and I think that's fucking it up. That's basically what it is. Yes, it made it louder. Okay, cool. Great. We're back. Talk, Trey.
Yo.
I got to probably bump you up a little bit. Because you're smooth. Because you're smooth. You're a smooth, smooth character. Trey's mic is either too far away or too low. Keep talking.
Yo.
Yeah, that's better.
Testing.
Yeah.
Zip.
Zap.
The Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Fuck you, man. You do look like a fucking Muslim, though. Yeah, see? The fucking thing popped out again.
Well, we'll just have to, you know. It's either, because it's going to be the whole thing.
I think it's going to be the whole thing. Yeah. That's fine. I'm just going to have to deal with it. Anyways, I'm going to tell you straight up, man. Like right now, the thing that I can't stand is how you can't be a liberal anymore. Like if you're a liberal and you're like, yo, man, I don't know if Mike's masks work or not.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, it's just like, well, you're a fucking Republican. I saw this meme. I don't know if you saw it, but it was a picture of a person sitting in the middle and they were colored white.
Yeah.
And then you had a blue person and a red person. So Republican and Democrat, right? And the person in the middle goes, I don't know. I think both sides make good points. And then it shows the liberal person pushing the person in the middle into the Republican side.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel like a liberal right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's I think there's a lot of truth in how woke liberals don't have any compassion for any other points. And they go, if you're not full in on whatever the thing is at that moment, if you're not all for it, if you didn't jerk off to Biden giving $70 billion to Ukraine, then you're a Republican.
Yeah.
Which is like, why? Where's that money for us? You know what I mean? So there's a lot of stuff that you should be able to have real problems with your own party, and it's crazy to me that like you. But I think that's more dumb people. I think when you look at it, you have an uphill battle if you do have progressive values in the Democratic Party, because not only are you fighting these woke people who are trying to push you and be a Republican, you know, but you also are fighting the corporate Democrats. A lot of them are just Republicans in disguise. Yep. I think, yeah, it's like they're literally
Republicans in disguise.
Conservatives roll out.
Conservatives roll out.
Yeah, so like, but it's like they shapeshift, and then it's like they take the form of
a Democrat. But it's like you're fucking, you're Republican, Manchin. So that's why it sucks. You know, that's why Democrats suck. And I think the way to fight that is just, don't talk to like stupid people. It's like if you're talking to somebody and you give them an opinion on like, hey, masks don't work, and their knee jerk reaction is, oh, well, you're a fucking anti-vaxxer.
Yeah.
It's like, no, you're just looking at the science, which is what Fauci said. They said a specific type, of mask works. And I think, you know, we talked about this too, where it's like the education, a lot of stuff is working against normal people, like sane people who do view themselves as in the middle. But that's going away, man. There's almost no middle anymore. I mean, even with the Trump thing, it's like, you know, you either love him or you hate him.
Yeah.
Right. You can't, which mine, that's like, I'm very, you know, it doesn't matter. I don't hate. I never understood like hate. I'm not going to give a human being that
much power.
Much power. Yeah. For me. I'm not gonna, I don't, like people wake up thinking about Trump.
That's that old James Baldwin quote, yeah. Right? Where he was like, I will never stoop so low as to make another person make me hate them.
Yeah. Exactly.
No.
The amount of power that you're giving over to another person that you've never met.
Yeah.
That is clearly a clown. It's like, like Trump is just playing a game. He doesn't believe anything.
He's a genius.
Yeah.
He's a genius at playing that game.
Yeah. And it's like, he says whatever. He was literally for, he was pro-choice.
He was pro-choice.
And then he's pro-life. And it just doesn't matter. He just goes wherever, you know, the donors, and he sent his opportunity. But to get, why would you hate that guy? He's just fucking playing a game.
Yeah.
Try to change the system.
Yeah.
Try to change the, because, you know, and that's the only way to do that is through, I believe, the Democratic Party. But maybe not, man, because they just seem so, you know, they got their hearts set on losing.
Yeah.
And not doing anything at all. Like, they're going to win. There's a red wave coming.
Dude, I don't know, man. I think liberalism is dead now. I think it's dead.
Well,
because the only reason why is because we have Democrats. They're the ones that are supposed to be doing all the work. And they've shown us, man, time and time again, just like that Malcolm X quote, that they are just going to make us respect our oppressors. Obama was the biggest one for me, man.
Yeah, he was a neoliberal. And, you know, Dr. Brother Cornel West talks about that all the time. Neoliberalism. You know, Obama was just a neoliberal. And which is just what liberalism now. But that's why there's no need to, because like liberals, I can't identify as that anymore. It doesn't. Progressive is more what.
So what's progressive compared to liberal?
It's just the policy. I'll tell you, Medicare for all. That's a progressive policy, not a liberal policy. A liberal would be more Pete Buttigieg or Biden, which they move away from free Medicare. So that's one of the main differences. And one of the main differences with Bernie and Biden and the progressive wing versus the liberal, neoliberal wing, because there are no liberals anymore. They're all neoliberals. So it's like, there's no liberal anymore. But the neoliberals control everything. The Hillary Clintons.
Sure.
The fucking, sure. You know, Bill Clintons. Bill Clinton pulled the party closer to the right. Democrats. Purposefully. He took, you know, when Democrats realized that they could make money from Wall Street, the same way conservatives were making it, then they did it.
Yeah.
But they kept the lip service of I'm pro worker, I'm pro union, I'm pro minority.
To me, the best example that I use for like Democrats and conservatives, whenever I talk to anybody who's like, they're so into that one side.
Yeah.
I'm like, I always tell them, I don't think you understand how each one of these political monoliths need each other. Because the way I associate it with is like in the Marine Corps, we have this thing called a half shelter. And that is you have half of one tent and you're, another Marine has half of another tent.
Yeah.
That they're carrying.
Right.
Right. So basically what it is when it comes time for us to set up camp, you got to team up with another Marine.
Yeah.
And you got to build the tent. Mm-hmm. If you didn't have the other Marine with the other half of the triangle for the tent, there's no way that it would be able to prop up.
Right.
Right. You take one side out and it falls.
Yeah.
You take the other side out and it falls. And that's how I look at the two-party system. Mm-hmm. The Democrats need the Republicans. The Republicans need the Democrats. And they both need to play this fake game that we see in professional wrestling. The only thing about professional wrestling is we all finally come to the conclusion that they're lying and that we're okay with it.
Yeah.
And now I think that's where politics is going. We know that they're lying and we're okay with it. And honestly, this abortion thing, of course they didn't codify it. Why wouldn't they codify it? Because how else are the Democrats going to rally votes?
Yeah.
If there's no impending danger of fucking abortion.
They don't have anything that they stand for.
What's their next thing that they have that can get people riled up other than abortion? What? Masks? That's not going to be a thing.
Nothing. Everybody's done. And you can tell that that's the case because they had 2 months to come up with anything. And then it happened. And then they don't have a response.
Yeah.
Kamala, Biden, none of them. Nancy, we watched her read that poem. It's like... That is, how ridiculous they are. And to use your two tent thing, it's like we really do need a real Democratic like union workers party, but we don't. We have like the Republicans and Republican light.
Yes.
That's
exactly what we have. Yeah. We have Republican and Republican light.
We don't actually have a progressive or liberal party. It's gone. Yeah.
But they're fooling us into thinking that they do. And they do that by placating us with shit like welfare.
Yeah. And well, I think that they really lean into the culture wars because, you know, welfare helps people and then some people take advantage of it. So it's like, it's just a complicated issue that people like to point to. But, and then a lot of conservatives are on welfare too.
Let's get into dating, buddy.
Yeah.
I pulled a hottie last night. I pulled a hottie last night. I'm pretty proud. Oh, she just texted me. She said, yes, it was fun. Thank you.
Whoa. Wait, what?
What? The girl last night.
She said, what did you say?
With respect.
Yeah, you got to respect.
With respect.
You got to respect women.
Because this is the thing that me and Trey were talking about in the last podcast when he was on. It was great. And I loved hearing Trey say this. Let me tell you something about Trey. That motherfucker got bitches, man. Every time I see Trey, he is rolling with just women. Women just come to his shows. And he just got, man. And then like whenever we're hanging out and stuff, Trey is like, you know what an Irish goodbye is? An Irish goodbye? Trey is like the Detroit goodbye, man. That motherfucker, he doesn't say bye for shit. Me and him will be mid-conversation. Okay? And then all of a sudden, somebody else will like distract me. We're in Austin, and I talk to that person, and I turn around, and Trey's gone.
It's the Batman.
He just goosh. Yeah. He doesn't say bye. He doesn't tell you he's going to leave or anything.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, like an hour later, he's sending me a picture of two girls. Hey, man, I need backup. Help me out with these.
Yeah. Well, they were both pretty women. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it listen, when pussy calls, it's like the bat signal, but yeah, it's just pussy.
When the labia,
you know, the labia, bam. I disappear into the night.
Choo, 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 choo. Budget. Oh, where?
Let's talk about my Batman voice. Oh, what's that?
How come it's only coming out in here? Oh, no. Don't tell me.
What happened? Can I hear it?
Hold on, buddy. I think something. That's why. Son of a bitch. You guys can hear me better now, can't you? God damn it. I knew it. So when the thing glitched, it made the, it started using the mic. Man, Trey, this happened last time. Last time I had you on, the sound only was coming from the laptop. Remember that? And I can only use half the fucking podcast.
I know. That's why every time I...
And now you're here and it did it the same. This is the only other time that it fucking did it.
I don't know why.
God damn it.
I don't know what's
going on. Well, fuck. Man, guys, technical difficulties like a motherfucker. This is the sound effect I was using when you saw pussy. That's Trey. That's me hanging out with Trey. And then, so anyways, what we were talking about before was during your podcast, we were talking about how you didn't like these pickup artists that were online getting all this play and they're teaching young guys to hit on women with tactics that work.
Right.
But they're mean. And and then I loved how you said, me and you were talking and we agreed and we were like, dude, you can still hit on women. And you can still not be such a nice guy.
Right.
And still maintain a frame of respect. So this absolutely. Girl that I met last night, absolutely beautiful. I should have not been allowed to have sex with her, man.
No.
She was beautiful.
No,
she,
don't say that.
I know, but I'm saying that in terms of, like, I'm just trying to say like how it was just like on another level, gorgeous. And I met her on Facebook dating. We hit right away. She was one of those girls that was like, not going to play the shame game and not going to play games. Like you had, she was straight up. She was like, you got a comedy show? I never been to one. I was like, come to the comedy show. She comes, we hang out. She sees the show. I did okay. I thought, you know, I didn't.
Well, you did well enough, apparently.
Well, I didn't bomb.
Yeah.
But by my standards, I bombed. I think.
Oh, really?
You know, it's one of those, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, so then I get off and, I took her home and we went to town and it was fun. And the whole night I did not neg her.
Yeah.
I didn't do that negging thing. If you guys don't know what negging is when a guy will go up to a girl and say something mean to knock them off their pedestal. And And we debated this last time where I was like, I think people got it wrong. It's supposed to be teasing.
It's supposed to be teasing.
That's what it was when I grew up. It wasn't that you were nagging. You would tease the girl. Yeah. You do it playfully. You'll say something mean, but you do it playfully. Like the girl that was on the set of the movie shoot that I was on yesterday, she was from Brazil. Mm. She lived here for 6 years, but because she's an actress, she doesn't have an accent no more.
Yeah.
So I used that as an attack vector. All I did was just rip on her for being a fake Brazilian. I'm like, you're not going to, you know, and then kept playing it. And that's fun.
That's fun.
It's light. Funny. Even she was having fun with that.
It keeps them. They love it. You're treating them like a person.
You're treating them like a person.
And that's a good note for men. It's like, don't put them on a pedestal, but don't disrespect
exactly.
them.
Exactly.
Find the fucking
middle.
Middle ground.
The middle is gone.
Yeah,
the middle's gone in politics. The
middle gone in
relationships. It's gone in dating.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So, anyways, my point was is that from this text message that I got from her last night, she hit me up and said, "I'm home. Good night. See you soon." Mm. See you soon is good.
Yeah.
I mean, she wants to see me again, which is great because we did have a good time. But you never know. I hate when like you hook up with a baddie and then all of a sudden she's just like doesn't want you anymore. That's fine. That's what happens. But anyways,
it happens.
I said good night. Then today I hit her up again and I said, "Last night was fun. Thank you."
Hmm.
That's respect.
That's respect. And that's the thing. You didn't hit her. You know what you didn't do? Make her wait 3 days before you respond.
Oh, I don't play that.
That is the bullshit that is that a lot of the people out there are pushing.
The 3 days thing may kind of work because it does build anticipation. Here's the thing. This is what I got to say.
I've never done that.
This is what I got to say.
Yeah.
This is what I got to say. Whether you've done it or not, it does work. Let's just say
a lot of the stuff works.
These tactics work, okay?
Well, that's because women are dumb.
No,
and easily manipulate. No, but you can. You can. That's why these things.
Here we talk about respecting women. He's like, women are dumb.
They're fucking dumb. But I mean, you gotta respect them. You know what I mean? But that doesn't mean that I don't have to point out how dumb they are.
Not all of them are dumb.
Not all of them are dumb. So
there's a lot of dumb dudes, man.
No. So and
fucking
if we can put like an umbrella, all right, and speak under this. When I say women are dumb, I really am only talking about the dumb ones, right? Because there's smart women, and the ones that are smart are not gonna fall for that 3 day thing. You can trick a 3 day bitch that ain't got nothing going on and it's like, oh, he didn't text me back. When's he gonna text me back? Oh no. And it's like, that is you playing on their remote. If you are truly busy, right? And you can't get back to somebody for a day or two, that happens. That does happen.
That's when it works. That's the next thing I was gonna say.
If it's real.
Instead of being a man that has to pretend like they're busy, motherfucker, just be busy.
Just be busy. Just
have shit to do in your life.
Yeah.
There's gotta be something you can lose yourself in.
Exactly.
And if there isn't, you need to find it.
Right. And maybe it's some more pussy. So then have a rotation. Hey, listen. Well, monogamy.
That's what it sounds like when I get a hard on.
Every time somebody, you know, calls you a Republican.
This.
Come on, man.
Come on, man. Joe, we did it, Joe.
And this is what it sounds like when I bust.
Yeah.
Yeah. Only minorities sound like that when they.
Yeah, yeah. What does it sound like when you. Come too early.
Oh, see, I see, it did it again. You know what it is? Now I figured out what it is. It did it again. I know what it is now. I figured it out, guys. I got to change the sound again now because of the fucking thing. It's, you know what it is, Trey? It's when we get really loud. That's what it is. It's overloading the system. It's overloading the system. All right. Check, check.
Check.
Check, check. Talk. Give me a check. Check.
Check. Check one. Check Republic.
Check Republicans.
Check Republicans, man.
Check them out, bro.
Check these Republicans out.
Check
man.
Them out. They're doing things like, you know, hating women and making it happen, you know?
They are. They're making it happen. They did that shit. And
right, but know, back to dating though. Back to dating.
Make it well, women are a lot of them are dumb, but a lot of people are dumb. And the ones that you can manipulate are the dumb ones.
Mm.
But if you want a woman of caliber, a woman of substance,
right,
the way to get her is not to fucking play these childish ass exactly. games. So
I think so too, man.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. How many men want a woman of caliber?
Well, you know, I know I do, but a lot of people will go, well, I don't want a woman who knows her worth. Because it'll be, I'll have to respect her. They want to disrespect women. So I was like, I want a woman that like has daddy issues. Or
so
like,
I watched that Fit and Fresh.
Right. Yeah.
Which, I watched that.
Did you see? Because some I of the points, it. So like we've said, some of these things do work.
Yeah.
If you take it and isolate it.
Yeah.
But then I think a lot of it is the tint to me. It comes from a way more negative place than it has to be.
I agree. I think that it's, I think those tactics work, that they work, but they can still work in a respectful way, man.
Right. And that's the thing that's missing from the advice.
There's no playfulness in it.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the problem.
Yeah. Well, they're all mad. They're talking to men who are mad because they're not getting any pussy.
So I watched that Fit and Fresh.
Yeah.
Is it Fit and Fresh?
Yeah. Fresh and Fit.
Fresh and Fit.
Freshin'
and Fittin'. It's a podcast that Trey told me that I should check out because, you know, he was like, these guys are fucking giving some bullshit advice.
They're killing it now because there are men, their success plus Kevin Samuels, plus you could lump Jordan Peterson, even though Jordan isn't really giving dating advice, but their success, all of their success showcases how desperate men, young men are for any guidance whatsoever. They're just desperate. They go on the internet, they see Fresh and Fit, they see Kevin Samuels, you know, and then they go, oh, this guy's giving me the, you know, the courage and the knowledge, and he's telling, and a lot of it was very, especially with Kevin, a lot of it was disrespectful. But, you know, I'd say I even like Kevin more than the Fresh and Fit because, you know, Kevin was just funny, man. I mean, he would be disrespectful, but there was levity with Kevin. These fresh and Fit guys. I mean,
I watched it.
They said that they, I don't know if you saw this one, but they were like,
yeah.
They made a joke where they joked about they didn't like black women. They don't date right. black women.
Right.
Did you see that?
No, I did not see that.
That's the biggest.
And they said they don't date black women?
Yeah, they said, and in a joking way, was like, I don't go with that dark meat, only light meat, only white meat. Only that sweet. I don't go with that dirty nigger dark man. Can we cuss on this?
Well, you just did it live, bro.
Sorry, so. I didn't know.
No, it's fine. You can curse on this.
Oh, we can? All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they said.
But they were
like
saying
that
shit? They said that shit.
There's a clip of them. Yeah, and then
they said the N-word like that.
No. But they said that I don't go with Shakisha. I go for.
And it's kind of like. But. And then they doubled down on it. And then they were like, they kept trying to hide behind, oh, well, that's just my preference. But it's like,
you know, your preference. It's one thing to say I prefer. It's one thing to be a black man and to say I prefer white women. Now, that is still not good. Right. That is still. Why do you prefer? Why not prefer pussy? I like pussy. Why do I have to limit it to? It's weird, bro. It's weird to limit it to a race, no matter what race you are, unless it's your own race.
Is it weird to limit it to a race? Because sometimes some people just have a preference on a look of a girl, or it a is, man, or whatever. So I don't know.
I think you can have a preference, but if your preference is fat ass and titties, a rainbow of woman could have a fat ass and titties.
So technically, weird. Tracy says, when you say I only date, that's fetishizing. Would you agree?
I only date a when certain
you,
type of thing.
When you say I only date, in quotes, I only date this, I only date
I think
that,
so. Absolutely.
You're fetishizing.
That's fetishizing. Yeah, yeah. And so it's weird to fetishize. What is it?
Fetishize.
Fetishize a race.
Right.
You know, I know a people, they have feet fetishes and they have, you know, I don't know, pussy. I have a pussy fetish.
I mean, I like white girls, though. Yeah. Is that a fetish? I like white
you
girls.
You can like.
I also like black girls. The girl last night was a black. I mean, I'm like, oh, whatever. But
that's not a fetish. I prefer. The sentence is I prefer. That's when it becomes into a fetish. You know, it's like you can like. I like
white girls because they're down for threesomes more than black girls are.
Yeah, but if you get into the weeds of why there's good, there's benefits to every race. There's benefits to every different kind
and
of
cultures.
Race.
The cultures, and cultures that they come from.
Right. So there's so we can get
like
in,
if you get like an Arab woman,
yeah,
you know, she gonna be cooking.
Yeah.
And taking care and holding also, down the fort.
Jewish women. Jewish women are dope.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to go out and say I prefer Jewish women, but I fucking love Jewish women.
I do love Jewish women too, man. Come on,
they're out here.
I love women, bro.
That is my point. And so to bring it back to the
I just love fit, women, man.
To bring it back to them. They didn't say that. They used a black men that specifically go, I do not date black women.
Well, hold on a second.
So that's fucking weird.
Is it? Okay, well, but at least they're being honest, though. They could try to find a way to like not say that. I mean,
no, I think that it's not. If that is truly your preference, then that is a psychological issue that you have to deal with. We as a black community have to get rid of that. That is brainwashing. It's racist, and it stems from us society looking at white as better. That's not just a simple fetish. When you're a black man and you say you would prefer white women, or to go beyond that. They said that they won't even go.
They won't even deal with it.
Yeah, they said that you know, I don't do black women. I don't do Keisha, Laquita, or whatever. But they're doing a racist thing. They're doing what white supremacists do, which is categorize the whole group by like a small percentage.
So I love the way you think, bro. This is because you're watching them more than I'm watching them, and this is like your breakdown of these guys is exactly how I break down shit. I would like tease out the trash.
Yeah.
And be like, what the fuck is this shit?
Yeah, what? I don't get it, man. You don't need it. You don't need to say, and that comes from a sick mentality of white is better.
When I was listening to those guys, Lulu's gonna call in a couple of minutes, but when I was listening to those guys, man, they straight up was like, I remember at the end of it, I was like, who hurt you?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I got. Now, there were things that they were saying that made sense, though.
They were true. Yeah, I'm not saying
there were things that they were making sense, man, where I was just like, I took some notes on stuff. I'm going to see if I can pull it up real quick.
Yeah, everything that they are saying.
Yeah, I said, who hurt these guys? I said,
clearly they were.
They say the truth, but it comes from a place of hate.
And that's why I was saying you got to have, and maybe we can start one where it's like a podcast that does this dating advice and speaks on these issues, and you can call in
and it's we're not going to be nice,
right?
But we're not going to be disrespectful.
Yeah, and I think that's what's missing.
That's
man.
The key.
Well, you know, man. Like you said, nuance is missing everywhere.
It is. So right here, like I put one of the things that I like. They said some women start to play power games once they know they have you in a relationship, like withholding sex, trying to get you to do things to domesticate you. And I remember they were saying that. And those were one of those things where I was like, yeah, I totally understand. Because the plus side about forcing myself to be single is that it forces women to act on their best behavior.
Right.
Does that make sense?
You mean you being single?
Me being single and telling these girls, hey, I'm staying single. You want to hang out with me? We want to do things and have fun things. We do that. But you're not going to tie me down in a relationship.
That's
because
right.
I'm going to be seeing other women also. Right. And I'm right. Like that. I'm very upfront.
That's
like
great.
That. And when I do that, one thing that I realize is, yeah, there's a the plus side.
Right.
Is women show me their best version all the time, and it's great.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you're in a relationship, you're gonna have the trying to get you to do this to make
it's
you.
It's a slow
this.
Reveal.
It's like a fucking whatever, and
it's like that frog in the water when you turn up.
It's like a slow heat,
water,
slow heat,
and then the frog doesn't realize it.
Yep,
that's what women do once they got you in that relationship,
yep.
And they see how far they can turn
yeah,
it.
Yeah, bro.
Some of them. Not all of them.
Yeah.
But you're right. There's some of them out there. And this advice will work for those manipulative, broken bitches.
And that's exactly what it is.
It will, yeah. Uh-oh. Speaking of broken bitches. No, I'm not.
All right. Where's the thing? How do I pick it up?
Oh, no. Just leave her on.
Where the hell is the thing? I'm trying to pick it up. But
oh,
it's
no.
not. God damn it.
Oh, no.
Oh my God. How the fuck is it not?
I thought you did this before.
What?
I thought you had, do you know where it is? Hold on, let's pause.
This is fucking stupid. How come I can't answer it? Usually it gives me a fucking thing.
Oh, it's not there?
Huh. No, it's not there.
Try moving stuff around, moving the screen around.
I have to quit it.
Damn.
Can you text Lulu? Tell her to call back.
Yeah, I'm just going to call her.
stupid ass thing, man. Nothing fucking works, bro.
Well, you know, you gotta have, you gotta figure out the, get the kinks out.
I'm always getting the goddamn kinks out, bro. There she is.
Calling again.
Lulu. Lulu. Oh no.
Yo.
You know what? No one's able to hear her right now.
Really?
Yeah, because I know.
Well, just call, have her call your phone and put her on speaker.
I hate that shit. Let me call you, Lulu. I'm gonna call you right now. All right. I hate that, bro. This fucking system, man.
Well, you gotta, you know, next time you can. Oh, snap.
Yeah, let me call her right now. That's the thing with this system, bro. It'll like fall apart if something restarts. I hate that. Hello?
That sucks. Hi.
What did you just say?
I said that sucks.
Yeah. Can anybody? Okay, talk. Lulu, I just want to get the levels right.
Hi, I'm talking. We are testing. This is a podcast. Hi, Trey. Hi, Mike. Hi, listeners.
What's up, Lulu?
This is a podcast.
So Trey and I were talking about hitting on women, not being too nice about it, but also not being too disrespectful. Because I mean, like, one thing that Trey was talking, me and him were talking about in his last podcast was, we can't stand these pickup artists out there. They're online teaching guys tactics that actually do work, but they teach them in a way where it's like a disrespectful thing, where it's like the whole, you know what negging is, right, Lulu?
Yeah.
Okay. You do it all the time?
Yeah, that's good. And it works. It works.
And it does work. But I mean, like, do you, give me an example of a good neg that's happened to you or something that's like, okay, so when most guys neg you, do they do it well or do they not do it well?
Okay, no, I think men are too scared to neg me.
I can't imagine how many people.
Yeah, you are. You can be intimidating to most of these little bitches, but I get it. But like, so do guys neg you at all?
No, not at all. No, I don't think I've ever received it.
Do they play any kind of games?
One time when I was in a shitty relationship, my boyfriend at the time, he says to me, you know, you have such a beautiful smile. There's a procedure you can have done to make it less gummy, though.
That is hilarious.
That is pretty funny.
And that's negging.
But that's a terrible neg, though.
It's not good. Yeah.
That was not a good neg. Did that neg work? Did you suck his dick after that?
That's just like abusive.
that's not even
it is.
Being a dick.
Yeah,
it is. But like, so I was telling Trey and when we were on his podcast, because I always just when that whole negging thing came up, I'm like, yo, it's not negging. It's teasing. It's more of a like, so like, but Trey is saying, no, negging is actually saying something mean.
It's saying something mean with a purpose.
What's that, Trey?
It's saying something mean with the purpose of bringing you down a peg.
Yes. It's to actually make you feel insecure. Because I get what you're talking about, Mike, when you just like are roasting someone in a lighthearted way. Like, I like
that's teasing.
Type of flirting, actually. But a neg is legitimately like, I don't know, something like call it talking about a girl's weight, like, oh, that dress looks great on you, but if you lost 5 pounds,
exactly.
Mean, just
I can't do that.
No, yeah. Because that, you do
mean,
is
it's fucking rude, yeah.
Yes. Well, you make jokes. It's and that's different. Teasing is different.
I don't know, man. I think people fucking take teasing to the next meanest level, and that's negging. Because to me,
no, they just don't know how to tease. It's and they're doing it to get women. That's the thing, is like teasing is a part of having game.
Yeah.
And so if you don't have game, it's easily just net, because you understand the basic, make the girl feel bad so I can have sex with her, right?
God,
so
damn it. It's not making her feel bad. Like, if I meet a girl that's like,
that's not what you're doing. That's the difference.
If a girl's hot, I'm knocking her down off of her pedestal, but I'm doing it in a playful way.
But that is not Megan. Yeah.
And I don't know. To me, that's the level of negging I take it to. To me, like, to be able to just say something mean, I will say something mean like that. I mean, only after I've built rapport. I think guys will fucking just, like, you told me about that one guy that you know that, like, just outright just says the meanest things to these girls.
He just was super disrespectful. Yeah. And he got her number. I don't know if he fucked her, but...
See, the hold on a second. The number thing is bullshit. I hate the whole idea of, like, I got her number. That doesn't mean that you succeeded.
Not only did he... Listen, he got...
Because she could ghost you.
He got this bitch. That's true. But he got women. My point is that I'm not saying it because this was a one-off. I'm saying I saw... This was the most outrageous example of him getting women that I saw. And I can't confirm that he later fucked that bitch, but he fucked other women that I know of. So this guy got pussy. And not only, even if she gave him a fake number, he was like, hey, come over. What are you eating? Put that in my mouth. And she got up and spoon fed.
Yeah, but that's not mean. I do shit like that.
Hey.
I do shit like that where I'm like very assertive to a girl and like, you know.
But just to bring her over. But you're not going to. Here's the thing. He was disrespectful with it. That's the difference.
That's different. If he was like, if he was literally like with the,
No, it was super disrespectful. But
I think to go back to your point about like the negging versus teasing, I think that's like the difference between roasting someone and bullying someone.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Yeah. You're right.
Mm.
Yeah. It's all because about intent.
My thing is that I already.
When you're roasting someone or teasing someone that you're flirting with, it's like clear within the context. It's clear that it's coming from a place of love or from a place of fun. But like bullying and negging are kind of clearly like rude. Like you could, it just doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel like we're in on the same joke. It feels like.
Yeah, you're not. There's a
then how does it work?
But you know how it works because you've done it.
I've negged.
No, you've successfully teased a girl. That's not
that
nagging.
Works for me. And I think, listen, I think everyone's different, man.
Right.
I think the way I look, I already look like the guy that's going to come in there and ruin your fucking night.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I look like the type of guy that may straight up just fucking say the worst fucking thing. So that if I take it to that negging level, I think it's overboard because of the way I look. I think just my demeanor in and of itself, keeping it playful is where it's at. Even when I keep it playful, I still think it comes across as negging.
Yeah. Right. And I don't think it does. I think your intention and the fact that you're able to be funny and we're comics to do that. But wait, does Lulu ever neg?
Lulu negs all the time.
So it works? You be out here negging these?
She fucking, that's how she gets dick, bro.
What do you say to a guy when you want to fuck him?
Lick my shoes, you fucking pig.
What was the sound effect?
Oh, hold on a second. I just want to.
Yeah.
No, wait, it's this one here. It's a.
Yeah, he just got hurt. Lulu couldn't hear that, but. Yeah,
Lulu, look, that made me hard.
That did. That's an effective thing.
So hard. I like that.
Lulu's got game.
I like that because if a girl like Lulu negs me, I'm just like, it's kind of like a cat. You know how like cats are like, people are like, I hate cats. They're so disrespectful. I'm like, yeah, but it's a fucking cat. you know what I mean? Why are you so mad at a cat? Like if a girl like Lulu hit on me like that, it's like, lick my boot, you fucking piece of shit. I would have been like, I'm going to marry you, girl.
Yeah. Exactly.
Straight the fuck up.
Yeah.
That was cute.
Yeah. No, that's how you got to do it, man.
Hey, Lulu. So, like, all right. So, okay. Because I kind of want to know, like, so if guys don't neg you, how do guys hit on you?
Sometimes they'll be straight up. Sometimes they'll try to do the bitch move of being like, hinting. I actually have a new bit about, it's not even a bit, it's just like a tiny little rant about how dudes will always, they always say the same shit if you're like friends with them. They always go, I just had to tell you I have feelings for you. I just had to let my friends know. And I'm like, no, you fucking didn't, dude. Like, it's fresh. Like, and I'll respect you like a man. You know what I mean?
See, Lulu's the one that you say terrible things to, man. God damn. You gotta figure out who you're negging, bro. I think Lulu, you just gotta hit her. You know what I mean?
Yeah, some girls you gotta hit. That is a good point. Some women.
That's marriage proposal in Eastern Europe.
Arabs are the same way, man.
Just knock them out.
A fucking.
And then you knock them out and you wake up and there's a ring.
Yeah, you knock them out, she wakes up and
there's a ring on her finger. And that's marriage.
I think that's how my dad met my mom, bro.
Yeah.
That's so hot. I'm hard again. This is great. Okay, so then like you get the straightforward, and then you get also the bitch move of like, oh, well, you know, you just and then those are the only two.
Does that versions. Ever work? I don't
Hell
say.
No.
Does that
not
ever
with Lulu.
Work?
No,
I just dude. Have to tell you.
No, Lulu. I could tell Lulu would just fucking make them feel like shit for
Does
saying
that work
that.
For anyone though?
I don't know, man. I really,
Has that ever worked?
Let me tell you something. As a guy, okay, I'm sure you get these moments, right? Where a girl shows attraction to you.
Yeah.
Right. You're not attracted to her, right? And for lack of a better word, you may be at a higher tier of attractiveness than she is, right?
Right.
But she's coming at you thirsty. She's coming at you with compliments. Mm. She's coming at you just, she's coming at you like most loser guys come at beautiful women.
Right.
Right. Yeah. And me as a man, number one, I'm already not attracted to her, right? And then when I see this level of thirst, it makes it worse.
Mm.
And then it makes me go, oh my God, now I know how that doesn't work for women. Does that yeah. make sense? Where me, myself as a man, even though like, you know, physical attractiveness is important to guys, right?
It is.
But at the same time, I'm not going to lie. There have been girls that when I look at them, I'm not that physically attracted to them, but they came at me with this teasing, playful thing where we were able to build rapport. And then next thing you know, we either hooked up or I end up dating some of these fucking girls. So this idea of like putting somebody up on a pedestal it never fucking
it never works.
It actually makes that person seem just too thirsty and like, I hate to say it, but like lesser than you is what it feels like. It's like you have a...
totally kissing your ass. I mean, listen, this was actually the first thing I was gonna say when we got on the phone and you were like, how does this negative shit work? I think everything works on someone, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, there are the dudes who are totally rude and who will neg girls, and it works on insecure girls. It wouldn't work on someone like me.
Trey just said that
it works
right.
on dumb bitches.
Yeah. Dumb bitches.
So there's something for everyone because there's all sorts of people out there. Like if I'm being serious.
Sure. And yeah. And I think that's what Trey was the point that you were making that right. I also agree with. And is that like
the caliber,
if you want to attract that low caliber of a fucking girl, then go ahead and play those there. Fucking shit games.
Yeah.
Sometimes, man, I'm not going to lie, bro. Sometimes I have to play the shitty guy just to get a girl. Because I can like read the playing field. Does that make sense? Like I'll meet a girl in public and then I can suss her out and I'm like, oh yeah, if I let her know I have a cat, we're not fucking, you know, like I gotta sort of like play this role. And then next thing you know, I find out that I kind of have to neg her a little bit because she's just like low caliber, but she's so hot. I have to have her and then I'll play that role. Right. Does that make sense? So like I've seen that happen with myself where I can like read the terrain and I'm just like, oh, okay, she's the type of girl that wants that.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, yeah. those are typically the type of girls I don't want to date.
No.
Right. I mean, yeah. I'll hook up with them and that would be it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There are also types of girls, and I'm a little bit like this, who actually, it actually is a little bit what you were talking about, which is that like when you're just getting, as a woman, when you're just getting hit on with compliments, like, I think you're really pretty, I think you're really cute, like, I'd like to get to know you better, when it's all that like nice shit, it's like, if you're like a confident woman, you've heard that shit a million times before. So it's like, yeah, okay, I know, like, what, do you have something else interesting to say? Like, do you think like maybe, you know, I'm smart or I'm this or I'm that? So like, it just depends also on like how much people get hit on, because I'm sure like the negging situation, it works on girls who don't get hit on that much and who don't get that much attention.
Yeah.
What might intrigue a girl who is getting a lot of guys hitting on her is not what I said when people are just like overly flattering and saying like the same shit about you're cute, you're this, you're whatever. It's when that like kind of teasing comes in, a little bit of roasting, then it's like, oh, this guy kind of, it's like, it's a little bit of a challenge. Like, you know, I'm sure he thinks I'm I'm sure he'd want to fuck me, but he knows how to fucking whatever, be playful.
Build and rapport.
Yeah.
It's building rapport.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it.
That's all it is. And honestly, yeah. I want to build, I don't want to trick a girl into fucking me.
That's
what I want to do is I want to, that's some lame ass. Yeah. Exactly. Trey. It's lame ass simp shit. What I want to do is I want to throw the pebble in the pond.
Yeah.
And I want to see if the ripples go the way I want them to go.
Yeah.
I want to see if I throw this little pebble in this pond in this way, is she able to volley it back to me?
Right.
Because if I like tease and play a girl and do whatever and she can't even like bring it back,
if there's no rapport, it sucks.
Does that make sense?
If there's no rapport,
so that's what I'm doing,
right?
And not only that, sometimes I will say something terrible jokingly to see if they're smart enough to know I'm joking,
of course,
right?
And that's dangerous because that doesn't always work out.
No, but no, it no, but you gotta understand, Trey. I do it with girls that like.
Yeah.
So if I'm hitting on a girl, right?
Yeah.
And then I kind of sense that, yo, she's got probably this type of personality or intellect that I'm probably grossed out by.
Right.
I will test it just to prove it, and then if she shows me that, like for example, I'll say something kind of offensive, jokingly. There's two types of girls that I encounter. One will be able to volley it back jokingly.
Yeah, because they understand.
Another girl will take it as an opportunity to turn into your mom. Mm.
Yeah.
And that's the girls I try to avoid. The ones that, you can't say that to a woman. You can't fucking do this. How dare you? And then even though you try to like reel it back, be like, it's a joke. That's not a joke you're supposed to be saying. Especially if it's like, okay, you got to get the fuck out of here.
It's not, get out of here.
You know?
It's not worth it.
So, Lulu, what was probably the best way a guy hit on you? Do you prefer direct?
Yeah, I prefer direct. I don't know. I'm trying to think. Like, it's not like I'm necessarily the aggressor. It's just, I think, but I have made the first move. What I'll do is I'll make it so,
That's great. Yeah.
Be like, let's hang out, or I'll make it so glaringly obvious that I'm into a guy that like he has to ask me out. You know what I mean?
And that like, is, that's great.
How do you make it glaringly obvious?
By flirting, by like, let's say we're in a group of people. I kind of stand next to him the whole time, and I'll message him a lot of shit, or I'll just flirting in person.
You know when a girl likes.
No, I do. Trust me, bro. I know. I'm just trying to figure out like how does Lulu say it? I mean, she might have a different, you know, something. Yeah. It's typically it's all the same. Like, I mean, like as more experienced I am, and I'm sure you, Trey, that's the same with you. Like. Even like you said, you're less proactive than I am.
Oh, I'm less 100%
to finding women, right? Yeah. You just let women come to you.
I'm just chilling, right? You have to be the aggressor for me.
What's that? You want a girl to come at you.
I like that. Let me know what's going on.
Because you're not a real man. So me, I'm the opposite. You know, I let the girls come to me, and then I'm also proactive, motherfucker.
Yeah.
But you don't have to.
Wait a minute. If they come to you, that's my point. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I do both. My libido is just on another level, man.
Yeah.
I can't go like you 2 months with sexual transmutation and writing it down in a journal somewhere.
I burn a flame.
Yes.
And I let it go. I put it onto the ocean and I just release my sexual tension into into the atmosphere. But then it reverberates back to me in the form of real pussy.
Yeah, but it takes 3 fucking months. Fuck that shit. I don't know.
No, it doesn't always. You asked me what the longest was. It doesn't always take 3 months. You just say what the longest was.
You don't always make listen, that bro. The... You always have bitches. I see it.
No, I'm done. I'm retired.
But
I'm retired, man. After this last one, I put some good numbers up.
Yeah, well.
Are you both single right now?
Yeah.
Lulu, I just pulled this.
Ooh, gossip.
What do you mean? you know we're single. Or you're talking about Trey.
Yeah.
Oh, Trey. Yeah, yeah. Trey. Yeah, yeah, Trey's single. Mm-hmm. I heard about it the other day.
Yeah.
But it was a respectful breakup, I'm very happy about.
It was a peaceful transition of power.
Yeah.
So.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Lulu. Well, thank you for calling in. Is there any other advice you can give any of these loser dudes out here on how to properly hit on a girl?
Oh, hear something. Yeah. If you suspect yourself of being a little bit of an incel, if you are watching videos not knowing how to get bitches, just get good at something. Either become funny, become talented, find a way to get really good at something, and women will follow that.
Come on.
And it's not, even if it's not necessarily about money. I mean, of course, there's a lot of girls in the world who are going to like want to get with you because you're good at what you do and you make a lot of money that way.
Yeah.
Also known as gold diggers. But even if you just have something that you're good at and passionate about, like, women follow that shit.
And that's man, I love hearing that, Lulu, because in the beginning that Trey and I were talking about, I was telling him about a girl that I met last night, and then we had fun, and then I texted her this morning or this afternoon, and I was like, hey, thanks for last night. I had a really good time. And then he complimented me on not doing the dumb thing of waiting 3 days.
Yeah, that's because it's inauthentic, and you don't need to do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Just, and what I told you was, I was like, instead of waiting 3 days acting like you're busy, why don't you just find something that makes you busy, you fucking dumb piece of shit? And everything that Lulu is saying is exactly that. Find something that you're good at.
You're good at.
That's 100%. That's great advice, Lulu.
Yeah. She's one of the good ones.
Yeah. She is one of the good ones.
Yeah.
Feminist hater. That's why we love her. All right, Lulu, you're the best. Hey, guys, tell everyone how to find you, Lulu.
Oh, I'm at Lulu Jovovich on all social media, probably. And anyway, you can go to lulucomedy.com also.
Yeah, lulucomedy.com. Find her. She's hilarious. I love her. She's you're going to be a fucking huge star, Lulu. I know it.
Thanks.
All right, Lulu. We love you.
Yeah.
Love you guys. Have fun.
Peace.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I love Lulu.
Yeah, me too.
She is fucking dope, man.
Yeah, for sure.
She is one of the good ones.
No, she is. I mean, I say that jokingly, but it's also true, you know, because, but there are, but she's right.
Look at how everything she said, we're like on the same page about.
Yeah. Because it's not rocket science. You know what I mean? If you're just honest about how men and women interact in general, and, you know, you're not, you know, don't be a pussy bitch about stuff. Don't put them on a pedestal. If you really are bad at talking to women or you're awkward, get good at something.
Yes.
And that'll help you in your life.
That's why there's guys in stand-up comedy that suck at talking to women, but they get pussy.
Because of comedy, yeah.
Because they up there showing people that they're good at. There's something about women that are very attracted to skills. Oh, yeah. Men are not as attracted to skills.
I am, but you're right.
I am.
On the
overall spectrum. That's why when I was listening to those podcasts of those guys that are doing that podcast, they made a very good point. But again, they said it in such a mean demeanor.
Yeah.
And the point that they were making is that it's almost a mean point, and it goes against women's lib. So it's basically saying that you can't have both. They're telling women, here you are trying to be this successful woman and trying to reach these positions of power, which forces you to spend the majority of your a point of your life where you are the most sexually attractive to men, because the idea is that to men, when women have a very short window of attractiveness when it comes to men. Like, you're not going to find a woman that's 15 years older than you attractive.
I mean, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe, but I'm just saying the general guy, the average guy.
There's some bad older women, though.
I think we're biological, yes, but I'm just saying, in terms of, like, would you marry one that's 15?
Well, no,
years
why would
older?
I marry? I thought you were just talking about attraction.
But even but I'm talking about, we're talking about.
Because, I mean,
what we're talking about is that, like, some the points that they were making is, like, how some of these women who spend their time where they're the most sexually attractive, where they can really nab a man, right? In trying to build this career, and then by the time they build this career, now they're trying to look for a man, and then they're disgruntled why these men want younger women, and it's just like, well, that's how we're biologically like wired. And there was a part of me that kind of like agreed to that. There is some truth to that.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it's not true for me, but I guess that most men do like younger women. But then you got there's an exception to the rule, and maybe it's, you know, hard to find, but there are men out there that aren't intimidated by a woman's success or her age.
What's the percentage?
Oh, it's very low.
Very low. Very low, yeah. So that's the point.
Yeah, yeah. But it's
the point is, like, if a woman wants to nab a man the way most men are.
Well, but I don't think that I disagree with the framework. First of all, if you're a woman and your goal is to nab a man, what is this, 1950s? You know what I mean? Like, I agree. Get your life together. I am of the philosophy that, like, if you're about your business and you're living at your highest vibration, because it's all about frequencies. So you attract vibe, attracts your tribe sort of thing. You only meet people, I think, when you're on a certain level. That's also why if you're depressed or really sad, you will be in abusive relationships, because that's all you're looking for. That's all you're ready for. You have to elevate that, focus on yourself. And then I think once you love yourself, you can allow someone else to love you. But the fact that some women make it their goal to nab a guy, or because they're trained that way to think that way, it's like, no, I don't agree with that. I do believe if you just focus on yourself, get your shit together, you'll meet somebody that can handle you, but it's low.
That's the thing. That is the thing. That's not to say that us guys are not out there. It's the fact that it is very low, dude.
Well, I don't know what you get, you know.
So it's like, it's almost as if it's sad. Like, whereas, like, we're in this world where, like, now women are starting to focus on their careers, much like men have been for so long. And I'm the type of guy that wants a woman to be fucking doing that and reaching those levels. But I tell you what, man, I'm pretty sure you find out when I date women that are lawyers, mm-hmm. doctors, whatever. They all, every single one of them, say how hard it is to find a man like us. Mm-hmm. That is so, we're still manly, we're secure, and them being either more successful than us or being successful in general, it's like not even a thing for us. And they all say how hard it is to find a guy like that.
I think a problem too is the one of the things is fresh and fit people, they teach guys to focus on themselves, which is good. One of the things is then they're like, go make a lot of money. And then your options will open up. That's true.
Which is true.
That's just unfortunately true. But at the same time, it creates the framework where it is all about money. You, the man, you are the provider. And then that is, I think, what makes men feel weird when they find a woman who makes more than them. They're like, well, this doesn't fit the framework that I should be the. And it's like, that's where that teaching to me is outdated. We can teach the same rules, the same kind of, focus on yourself. Right. Don't put the pussy on a pedestal.
Don't
be too nice. But at the same time, you don't have to. So what if she makes more money than you?
Yeah.
You don't have to be the provider. What do you? It's like,
but they're hold on not a second, property. Though. I really do believe there's a lot. I would say so just like there's a small percentage of men that will be willing to date a highly successful woman.
Yeah.
I think there's a small percentage of women that want a man that's not as successful as them. I think most
that's
women.
That's even smaller. That's even smaller.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Because, and that's the thing.
Does that make sense? Like, I think a lot of women, even the most successful women.
That's their fault.
That's
their fault. It's like, if you're a woman, if you're successful, and you're looking for, it's like, hey, you got to be, because when you step into, imagine, look at what we're saying, right? Women are now in a position where they're treating their careers like men did. We're putting on, but then,
and look more at what, power
but,
to
but,
them.
But hey, guess what happens with men? A lot of the time, they are more than willing to get with a broke bitch. So, hey, all you boss bitches out there, all these powerful feminist women, understand that if you're lucky, you might find a guy that's on your level, but your career is what you focused on. So then when you're ready to find a mate, you are going to probably have to go below your bank account.
Yeah.
And that's what men do. We do it. So welcome to the fucking club.
But here's the thing. So the women are working within this fake structure.
Right.
That kind of goes against everything that makes us human. Right. I mean, you know, and then at the same time, it's like, yo, you can't. So but what you're saying is like, there's no way for a girl to be successful and get a man that's more successful than them.
No, I'm not saying that there's no way. I'm saying that
it's slim.
It's slim. And but also,
I don't think women are wired. Women are wired to want a man that's better than them. Women are wired to be like, to be able to brag to their girls, be like, yeah, my man does this, and he's this, he's
but
that.
We're talking about the women who are career focused. So if you out here boss bitching it up, you should not be afraid to get with someone that makes a modest income, but they're a good.
I know women like that. I have friends of mine that from Detroit, good female friends of mine.
Yeah.
They are killing it. They are killing it. Like, they're making so much money. Yeah. All right. And their husbands are not. Mm. And that's fine. Because they get along really well, man. The structure works just fine. I have about three friends of mine that are stay-at-home dads, and they are holding down the goddamn fort,
man. That sounds if that's what you're into, go ahead.
How many women are cool with that? I think there's a lot of women that are boss bitches, and they don't want any bitch. They're a boss bitch, and they want a guy that's a bigger boss.
So that is, I think.
And I think that's biological. I think that is
at least reasonable.
I could be wrong.
Whether it's biological or not, that's at least reasonable. You make a certain amount of money, so you want somebody that matches your money. But you should also understand that, like, it'll be so hard for you to find a guy that isn't intimidated by you, that if you can find that, it doesn't matter what he's making as long as he's a good guy. Also, this is where that's reasonable. Where it's not reasonable are women who, now let's talk about these broke ass bitches who think that they deserve the top caliber man. And that is where enter Kevin Samuels. That is where Kevin Samuels exploded, because he was mainly talking to these women who were not six figure models. Nothing he ever said applied to a woman that had her shit together. Meaning a woman that didn't have any kids, a woman that's making six figures, a woman that if you're out in the gym and you're beautiful, he wasn't talking to you queens. He was talking to these broke ass bottom feeding bitches that, like, got either a bunch of kids or, you know what I mean, or maybe your
and what was his advice
was, if you are not one of these high, it was twofold. His advice to men: if you want higher caliber women, you need to be a higher caliber man. Which goes back to freshly fit, go and focus on yourself, which I do believe at a core, I believe in that philosophy. I agree with that. Focus on yourself. You know what I mean? You don't need to manipulate or trick anybody. If you're being the awesome, most authentic you can be, most successful you can be, people are going to be attracted to that. That's how I get women. I don't go out and get it. So I think that does happen. And the higher, more successful you get, the higher the caliber is. But on the flip side, if you're one of these women that you're not making six figures, let's say you work at fucking some retail job and you're not in best shape, but you want a six figure guy, that is what his bulk of his commentary was at. He was bringing these bitches down and people will go, oh, well, he's insulting or he's mean. No, he's not. He's speaking truth. If he's talking to you and in his opinion, you're a six, but you're trying to go for a 10, he's going to tell you, yo, you're a solid six. You know, you're a solid six and you need to act accordingly. You know what I mean? Why do you deserve the best? Why do you deserve to be taken care of? You don't.
You should still shoot for it. But at the same time, you should still understand. Like, even I know.
No, women.
There's some women I'm not going to get mad at the fact that some woman at like this level of beauty doesn't want anything to do with me. I'm like, okay, well.
But his whole thing is just be realistic. Women are not, most of them, they're not realistic. A lot of them.
They live in a fantasy.
They live in this fantasy where.
They do. Some of them
deserve.
There's guys that live in that fantasy too, homie.
Yeah, there's people live in fantasy lands, man.
I know fucking guys that just fucking.
Yeah, people. It's not just women.
We only say women because that's all we date.
Right.
Hey, yeah. King Otto, thank you for joining in.
Whoa.
Thank you for your comment. I appreciate you. I haven't seen you in the comments before. Welcome, welcome. And if you guys are listening, definitely try to get on the live podcast. I love it when you guys show up on the live podcast. Yeah, man.
Hold on, let me use a restroom.
You gotta take a piss already?
Is that okay?
Yeah, it is okay.
Yeah, it's this fucking.
He's gotta take a.
What is it?
Absinthe. Yo, yeah. So this podcast is brought to you by Absinthe, motherfucker. I got some Absinthe down in San Diego when I was doing some shows for Marines, and it was pretty cool. It was this one bar. I forgot the name of it. We did a show there, but they recycled alcohol. They took alcohol. I guess because of the pandemic, they had some beer that didn't get sold, and they did some type of process where they were able to extract the alcohol out of it and then use it in other things. And they made Absinthe off of this. So they recycled the alcohol from the beer. They somehow filtered the alcohol away from the beer, and then they put together Absinthe. And if you guys haven't had Absinthe, man, it's a pretty good buzz. It tastes like licorice. I hate the taste of licorice, but it's made with wormwood. And it's been said that if you drink it, you kind of get like a it's almost like a light mushroom high. You don't necessarily like trip out. I haven't drank that much to where I actually trip out, but you do get like a little bit of a body buzz, and I love it. And I gave some to Trey, and I realized I wasted it because he took one sip of it and he hasn't sipped it anymore.
No, I am. What are you talking about? It's all gone.
It's not all gone. I gave you nothing but. That's all.
In fact, can you top me off a little bit?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
Dude, is the buzz good? Mm-hmm. You didn't even fucking drink it. You a fucking.
No, man. I'm letting it the ice get into it, but it's good. I want some more, man.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna get some. All right, guys. Let me real quick. Hey, Trey. Tell him something about you, man, or tell him what you think about dating on women, or maybe we stay on topic, or maybe change the topic. I don't know.
Yeah, we can talk about. Well, you know, I do want to say, you know, people talk about dating in LA, how hard it is and stuff like that. I think dating anywhere is hard, but in LA you do kind of see how this is like the where you come. Yeah, thank you. If you're damaged, you're coming to LA. This is literally like the Mecca of damaged people, men and women.
Yeah.
And so I was in a relationship. Oh, that's good. I was in a relationship. Damn, we about to get fucked up. I got a show tonight, man. I can't fucking.
We fucked up.
Wait, what time is it? Oh my god! All right. And yeah, it's like I was in a relationship for a while, so I wasn't in the dating scene, and I didn't really, you know, see what they were talking about. But that's why I like to be booed up, as they say, man. You know, this.
You like to have a girlfriend.
This relationship shit is, or no, this single stuff is for the birds, if you ask me. You know what I mean? It is, man. I like consistent pussy, if I can say that, if that's not.
You can. I like consistent pussy too, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, to be honest, I used to like being booed up. And I've done the booed up thing for a while, bro. I spent the majority of my life in my 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Being monogamous. In the Marine Corps, pretty monogamous. I would go from one girlfriend to another. And I think a lot of it is because I was raised Muslim and Yemeni and family structures and shit like that. And I grew up in a very kind of like semi-conservative part of Detroit called Dearborn, where it was
Dearborn.
You know, it's very, very like, you know, especially in the 80s, man, it was very, very, the Arabs were new to the area. So it was very important to them to like hold on to the culture.
Yeah.
Now it's loosened up a little bit, you know, but, you know, I was always a serial monogamous, and I spent the majority of my 20s when my dick was working the best, just fucking one girl and
just fucking one girl. No.
Did you see the look on my face?
Yeah, I did. That was there was so much pain and also wisdom.
You saw the wisdom and the pain. And the pain.
I saw the lessons learned and the time wasted.
You're fucking stupid.
All in that look.
Come on, man.
It's the thing. You know the thing.
What thing?
And that's what Biden said.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know the thing. Yeah. So I spent the majority of that time being booed up, man. And it ended terribly. Yeah. And when it did, and it ended terribly because of her. She just got butt hurt and she was lying a lot. And then when I broke up with her, she flipped out and did dumb shit like calling the cops on me.
Oh, damn.
To go to the house to get the mail from the house that I own.
What?
Yeah, bro. There's a whole lot. There's a whole lot that happened. And
you were together for how long?
We were together for 9 years.
Yeah, that's a long
time. And the home that we had in Dearborn at the time, it used to be her house. So she bought the house originally before the market crashed. And then when the market crashed, all of a sudden she was going to lose the house because, you know, she couldn't keep up with the mortgage. And I came in because I was in real estate at the time, and I bought the home from her in a foreclosure. And I whittled them down to $30,000.
Oh, okay.
So I bought the house for $30,000. And then what ended up happening was, after I ended up finding that she was lying to me too much, I broke up with her. She snapped. I went to my mom's house. She had two kids. One of them had autism and Down syndrome.
Oh, damn.
I love this woman. You got to understand, yeah, bro. She had two kids, and I was like rolling with her. I mean, I was Mr. Family, 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 man.
Was
I
was she, like, what race
was she? She was white.
Okay.
She was white.
Yeah.
Trash. but she was,
be like that.
She was a good woman, man. She was a good woman in many ways. So, well, I'm not going
to
try.
That's hard to find.
The only problem is that she lied too much. And then it just got to a point where
why are you lying? Why?
Exactly, bro. She was lying for dumb shit. And the straw that broke the camel's back was, after I caught her lying one time, I broke up with her. She went to my mom's house, cried. My mom called me, and my mom spoke some good advice. She's like, Mike, you've been with her 8 years. You can't just break up with her like that over one lie. Give her another chance. Just give her another chance. And I listened to my mom, and I thought that was good advice. Give her another chance.
Mm-hmm.
And then I caught her in another lie 6 months later.
What's the lie? But what kind of lie is it?
You want me to tell you?
Are we talking like she lied about what the weather was? Did she say it was 60 and it was like 52?
I wish it was that. No, it wasn't that at all, okay, bro. It was. Oh, God. The first time I caught her lying was because I started suspecting that she was lying. And for the first time in our relationship, every time she goes, "What, you don't trust me?" I actually decided I was going to look into it. I'm going to spare you the details. When I looked into it, I found out that she was talking to her ex-boyfriend on Facebook.
Oh.
Okay. Now, when I read the thing that they were talking about, it really wasn't that bad. But I didn't like the fact that she
lied about the...
Well, she all of a sudden, she suspected me of talking to my ex-girlfriend.
Projecting.
Out of nowhere, she was projecting. Projection. And then I was like, I didn't make that connection until I logged onto her Facebook because we had each other's passwords. So that I went on there and I was like, what? And then I realized, oh. Then all these other things started playing. All these other projections in the past. And then I started going, wait a second. So I started connecting the dots, right? And then when I confronted her about it, she lied to me. And then all of a sudden, she projected what she did with her ex-boyfriend onto a story of her friend. And then she goes, can you believe what happened today? Pam was at the grocery store and her ex-boyfriend hit her up and was just like, hey, what's going on? And blah, blah, blah. And this, that, and the other thing. And saying the same things that he did when he hit her up on fucking Facebook.
But she doesn't know that you know that.
She didn't know I knew that shit. And it was just so, does that make sense? So then that started falling apart. And then when I still tried to confront her in a way to see if I can get the truth from her, but she still tried to lie her way out of it. And then I broke up with her, right? Mm-hmm. Then my mom convinced me, Mike, try to work with her. 6 months later, summer happens. All of a sudden, the lie was over something that was stupid, dude. She was a hot girl, okay? Her face maybe wasn't as super fucking whatever, but she was still beautiful.
Right.
But in her head, she had this really fucked up view of her face.
Yeah.
Okay. But I didn't know.
She had like just a normal face.
Yeah. But okay. Her face was normal. Her body was 12.
So that's great. You can't go. I mean, that's not bad at all.
But she was in her head because her face didn't match her body.
Yeah.
It's so stupid. Yeah. It's so stupid, bro. Yeah, I loved her regardless because of who she was. And that booty was fucking fine too. But here's the point. Here's the point. So anyways, I'm gonna try to cut to the chase. Go back to when we first started dating. I took her to Cedar Point one time and she didn't want to get on the roller coaster. I finally got her to get on the roller coaster and then the picture came out. And when the picture came out, I'm all like happy as fuck. And she's screaming like she sees the devil because she's scared of
it. That's hilarious.
And it was a funny picture.
That's fun, yeah.
And I remember when I got it, when we brought it home, it disappeared.
Mm.
It disappeared.
Mm.
8-9 years later, all of a sudden, the 6 months after she lied and my mom said, work on it. 6 months later, we're hanging in our backyard in the swimming pool. Her son at the time now is maybe like 13, 14 years old. And I start telling him the story of we got on the roller coaster, blah, 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 right? And she's screaming. And then I go, Tina, where's that picture at? Because every time I ask her, she would never pull out. She's like, oh, it's in storage. Oh, it's in storage.
It's in storage.
Right, right. And then as soon as I said that, her son goes, she probably cut her face out of it. And I was like, what? And as soon as I said that, Tina got defensive. She got the fuck up. She was like, what are you talking about? And then he's like, what, mom? That's what you do. No, I don't.
And then he's just like, hey, what? I thought this is what.
This is what made it. What? Because she threw him under the bus.
Whoa.
And then all of a sudden he goes, what, Mike? You didn't know that? She hates the way she looks. And then sometimes she'll cut her face out of pictures.
What a perceptive son.
Hold on a second. And then I was like, what? And then the mom gets up and starts screaming at him and goes, Avery, you better shut your mouth. You're conflating something. This is something that you probably saw when you were too young to even know what the hell was going on, right?
Nah, he knew it was
going on. It was a very good point. You know what he tells me?
What?
He goes, Mike, I just saw the box of pictures 2 weeks ago when you guys were in Cabo and my grandma was watching us. We pulled out these box and I saw the pictures of her cutting her face. And then my grandma goes, oh, that's what Tina does. She's been doing this since she was a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now hear me out, bro. If she would have told me that she had this issue, I loved her so much, I would work through it.
Mm-hmm.
But because she threw her son under the bus, it was over.
Interesting, yeah.
Well, so I left, I stayed with my mom, and then all of a sudden she started playing games. She started calling the cops whenever I came to the house to get my mail. And it just so behold, the day that she called the cops, I just paid the property taxes. And I asked her, hey, we got to split the property taxes. She goes, fuck you, I ain't splitting shit. This is my house.
It's her house?
No, it was my house because I bought it from her.
Yeah.
So anyways, when the cops came to me, bro, this is how crazy it was with the cop thing, man. 4 cop cars showed up in front of my own house because I knocked on the door and she goes, if you don't leave, I'm calling the cops. I'm like, bitch, call the cops in my house.
Yeah.
4 cop cars pull up. One of the guys goes inside to talk to her. The other cops come to talk to me. Within a second, the cops can tell I'm not the bad guy. Because I have a receipt from the city of Dearborn that shows that I just paid the fucking property taxes, and it says the owner's name is my name.
So she played a stupid
right. So
play
this is what really made me realize how much power some manipulative women can have, especially if they're hot. The one cop that goes inside gets manipulated by her, while the cops outside are like gathering. Oh, we see what's going on. As soon as those guys figure out what's going on, the fucking screen door goes doosh, and the guy that was inside talking to my ex-girlfriend comes out and goes, you're a piece of shit. How dare you ruin it? She's got 2 kids. One of them's disabled. Blah, 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 blah. All this stuff. And then all of a sudden, his buddies had to go, hey, Tom. It's his house. And he's like, what? He's like, no. It's his house. And then I showed him the receipt. He reads my name and he's like, well, by law, she's paying rent, so you can't just bother her. I go, no, she's not paying rent. I just went to my mom's house, and I'm letting her stay here because she's got kids, and I don't want to fucking break up this fucking thing. And that guy, dude, once he realized he got played, he fucking snapped. He ran in his cruiser, and he fucking peeled out. His ego was so bruised that he got manipulated by this fucking hot girl. And other cops told me, hey, bro, you need to get a lawyer. And that's when shit got real. And then when I got a lawyer, this is the shitty thing. She wanted to fight for the house. And I was like, bitch, why are we trying to fight for the house? I'm letting you stay there. No, it's my house to begin with. I want it. And then it got worse, bro. We went to court. Our lawyers found out that it just so happens when I paid $30,000 to the title company for the home that the bank agreed on, the title company was a shady title company. They closed up their doors and they ran off with my money and they never gave it to the bank. And guess what the bank said? The bank said, thank you for letting us know, because we would have never found out if you two lawyers didn't fucking call us up about this. So she could still be living in a fucking house if she would have just shut her fucking mouth, bro.
Bitches be stupid, man.
So anyways. I mean,
people are stupid, yeah. But that was
I was booed up and I did that for a while.
So that didn't work out.
And now I really enjoy where I'm at right now with a lot of those fresh and fit guys are saying. And that is, I keep a rotation of women. And I find that when I tell them the truth about what I want, I don't want a relationship. One of the girls right now tried to ask me to take her out to dinner. And I told her straight up, I'm like, I'm not doing that because I told you what this is.
But that is, and I agree with that part of it, because being honest and open, I feel like that's the only way to do it, man. Because a lot of these women, when you're honest with them, they'll go, all right, cool. They'll rock with you. If they like you.
But they'll still.
They'll try, but I mean.
But they'll all still try to play this game where it's just like, you better take me out to dinner and show me like a fucking this, that, and the other thing. And I'm like, look, you know what I told her?
Yeah.
Now I feel like I'm being forced to, and I don't want to.
Of course.
Because if I felt like doing it, and I did it, and I have taken her out to eat a couple of times because she did something nice for me, and I was like, yo, let me take you out to dinner. And that was coming from me. That but is now she's trying to fucking play this like, yo, you still want this pussy. You got to treat me like a girlfriend.
That's weird. It's weird, but it's what they want. And
but it makes sense, though. I understand where they're coming from.
Yeah, but if all that's why you can't go wrong with being honest, because you're not the bad guy. If from the jump you're like, this is who I am. Now, they're the dumb ones that think they can try to change you. That's on them.
That's how I look at it.
That's on them.
You know,
if you're 100% from the beginning.
And then I find out that whenever you do kowtow to that, the pussy don't come no more. In my experience.
Oh, you mean whenever you
in get my into experience, a
relationship?
In my experience, whenever I try to keep a girl in the fuck buddy zone. In a respectful way, meaning this is what I want.
Mm-hmm.
I only want to have sex with you and hang out with you every once in a while. I don't want to be your boyfriend. They all start playing the I got to get this guy in a relationship game. And then you as a guy have to keep parrying that. And not only
Go immediately into their relationship. They label it immediately. I mean, that's what happened with the last thing. It's like I'm not the one that brought up a relationship.
You did.
You did. You're because women, it comes from women. They need to label it. They need to capture and trap. And then they're like a cat and mouse, but they don't know what to do once they got it. And then it's kind of like, that's why what you do is honest, but it's also what they deserve.
What do you mean it's what they deserve?
I'm just saying because it's like a lot of them, they go for just the label of I want you to be my boyfriend. But it's like, bitch, no, you really? Really? Or do you just think that you want this idea? You see someone that you like and you want them to want to commit to you. And then you're met with someone that doesn't want to commit with you. So it freaks you out.
You know what that reminds me of?
What?
The genius philosophy of Patrice O'Neill.
Oh, my God.
Where he said, and I'm going to butcher the bit, but the point that he was making was, women want love. They want to rope you into a relationship. And he goes, that's not fair. Right. He goes, women are fuckable. Just because you're fuckable doesn't mean that you have to fuck me.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, well, man, we're just more lovable. And just because I'm lovable doesn't mean that I have to love you. And that's a very interesting thing that he points out. You know what I'm saying?
That's a great point, man. And, it's not in me to play from any game book or rule book, like when I deal with women. But I know that if I did, that's a smart thing to do, which is withhold the love, withhold the affection.
Isn't it crazy?
It's stupid how like it just.
I don't know. I don't withhold the affection. I still keep the affection,
but withhold the label. I mean, like because I'm an affectionate guy.
But
like the labels and the like, yo, I think this is better if we just fuck buddies and we just hang out. I enjoy your company. Let's just let it be. Like if this is what you want, I'm cool. And a lot of the time, they'll pretend like they're cool with that.
Yes.
But they're not. They're just waiting you out.
No, because they have an ulterior motive.
To get you
They trapped. Off the bat are like, I like this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, man, if you're a guy that's assertive, you're good looking, you take care of yourself, you're successful, you're talented, mm-hmm. you have a lot of positives. That is, and you're secure, right? You're highly sexual. Come on,
You're not intimidated.
You're not intimidated by women.
They are going to want to.
They're like, yo, I need to lasso this shit in.
And they will try. And I think.
I don't blame you, ladies. We're just that lovable.
Yeah. But I think what I can learn from is increasing the time I make them wait. So I'm not gonna do any bullshit. I'm not gonna drag them on forever, but increasing the time of from when I meet you, we're hanging out till, okay, fine, I'm committing to you. I think I could benefit from doing a little, because, you know, adding a couple extra, because, you know, I am a relationship, so I'm coming from a place of, ultimately, I do want to be in a relationship, but I'm realizing I need to vet a little longer with some of these women.
I vet pretty long. What's your vet process? I mean, what's the length? What's the length that you vet someone?
Well, so far, I kind of just feel it out, you know? And so lately, like the last one, it was, we were fucking around, I don't know, you know, in February, and they got together maybe like May, you know, so it's a couple months.
Hanging out, fucking around. And then you became
of her pretending that she's okay with hanging out and fucking around until the label comes, the question, the three words. What is this? Those three words that they always pull out. What are we? What is this? And then for me, I go, okay, I'm vibing with you. You want commitment? I'll commit to you. Let's do it. And then I'll go from there. But maybe I should go a little longer. Hey, I'm not ready yet. Let's try to, you know, let's keep hanging out. I like you. I see it going in a positive direction, but not just yet. Because women will jump the gun, man. You know, they'll do it as quick as they can. And realizing that.
Yeah. They will. Mm-hmm. They will totally jump the gun. Yeah. They'll be like, straight the fuck out. And I almost don't blame them.
That's the thing.
You almost can't blame us to want to have sex with them,
bro. Of course, right.
You know?
Yeah, man.
I don't know, man. I just find that when I'm not in a relationship, I do get the best of women, and it's very interesting. So if I get into a relationship, then I get the worst of her. I get the complaints. I got to listen to all the problems. She's going to try to get power in the relationship. If she's that type of girl where she's going to start trying to like whittle you away to
be
lesser of a man so that she can domesticate you, maybe fatten you up a little bit.
Oh, they love fattening you up, bro.
That last girl that I was dating, when I talked about, man, she would do that all the time, bro. I would tell her, babe, you know, when I'm downstairs and I'm working, it's great. What sucks is when I come upstairs, and when I come upstairs, there's all these like cereals everywhere because then I can't help myself. And you know what? She strategically places them. She literally leaves them out.
So I can fatten up
so that she can fucking just keep me, man.
That's what they want. They were like, all right, I got him. Now it's time to make him undesirable to other people.
And that's the thing. That's why I have this joke that I'm working on. And the joke is, I tell guys, never let a woman turn you into a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you let her, she's going to leave you for a guy who's like you now.
Mm. See, my problem is I start with a nice guy. And so if I can go a little bit more with the, okay, let me create some barriers a little bit, just healthy barriers, just healthy. You don't want to rush into anything. Just keep kind of filling it out. But that's why I like talking to you, because we literally are we agree on the foundation of it, but
our approach is different.
Our approach is,
I'm more proactive.
Right.
You're like a homing beacon.
I am.
You home.
And even our goals are different. You're out here just having a good time. And I do. I like a stable. You're right. Once you get in a relationship, the worst, they reveal their true selves. But, you know, I understand, I think, after enough time, who somebody is. And so I'm like, all right, I'm never like shocked. Like, I've never been, even with the relationships, I've had like two serious ones in my adult life. And I don't think I was shocked. Well, the first one was different, because the first one was my very first relationship, which I got into a relationship with very depressed woman who was like suffered with anxiety. I don't suffer with that, so it was hard to deal with. And I didn't have any framework to work from there. So we jumped into a relationship really quickly. And then we lived together, and that lasted 5 years.
And how was it?
And it had its ups and downs, but towards the end, it was always tough, because when you're dealing with somebody who is depressed and you're not that, like, I don't suffer from that much anxiety. We all have anxiety and depression, but like, I don't let it consume me. It doesn't consume me. So when it would do it for her, it was weird, because I would take on that depression. And then my friends would be like, yo, you know, you're not like,
You're not yourself. Yeah.
And it's like, I'm not, because when you get with someone, you do come together. So that was, but I'm not mad at that, because I needed that lesson to know moving forward, what am I looking for? Okay. I need to be able to not feel burdened at any point in time. And moving forward, I think that's good.
Yeah.
So now whoever I end up with next is another thing I realized, though, is I also need the who I'm with to be about something. We talked about this. Have your own life. Have your own goals. You know what I mean? Because then I'm doing my thing. You're doing your thing.
Yes, we're coming together. Bro. The worst is when a guy like me is meeting a girl who doesn't have shit going on.
Yeah. Man.
And it is just for them, that 1 to 2 hours that it takes you to get back to them is an eternity.
It is, yeah. It's like you're just busy.
You're just busy.
If they got nothing to do, then they're just sitting around trying to think of ways to manipulate you. You become their life.
Oh, man, I got this girl right now, man, and the sex is amazing. We've been like hitting it up now for about 8 months, and she is always constantly, Trey, trying so fucking hard to play these type of games, man. Mm. And here I just want to read you this thing, and I think I handled this properly. I think this is the way you handle something like this, because and I think a lot of guys that are listening to this can learn from this shit right here. Because in all honesty, I think a lot of women do play this game where they shit test you. They try to test to see what your character is like. They want to know if you're the type of guy that could be fucking bent and changed into something else, right? And this is the thing. This is out of all of the things that she's done, she goes through this, I'm cool with being your fuck buddy. I'm cool with being your fuck buddy.
They're cool with being your fuck buddy.
And then all of a sudden, crazy shit like this comes out. So she's sitting around.
Because they were never really cool with it.
She was sitting around thinking about whatever. And then all of a sudden, this came up. This is after, mind you, I made her squirt like 5 times. Now, I'm the only guy that made her squirt to begin with. And then I don't always make her squirt when she comes by. But then like this last time, And then you could tell, like, as soon as I made her squirt, the gears, you could hear the gears going. And then she leaves. And then the next day, she sends me this text message. Mike, could you please pay for this ticket? It's $75. I got it a few days ago. I have some financial troubles now. First off, no, you don't. I know you work, okay? And then hold on a second. Then I don't answer because I'm at a pool party. So I don't answer.
She just straight up asked you to pay her ticket?
Yeah. So I don't answer, one, because I'm like, the fuck? And two, I'm at a pool party with old friends from Detroit I haven't seen in a while, so I'm not texting back.
No, you're busy.
Then she texts me back, you could just say no, no need to ignore me. So I hit her up, I'm at a pool party. Then I go, are you really broke? I go, sure, I can lend you money. Are you paying me back?
Yeah.
Or you want me to just pay it? Now, mind you, she knows that I'm in real estate.
Yeah.
She knows that I could easily pay it.
Yeah.
And then she answers back, you aren't able to just pay for it? So I come back.
That's a whole nother. Yeah.
So hold on a second. So then I come back with, I can easily pay for it, but why would I just pay for it? Sounds like you're playing games with me, trying to see if I'll do things like pay for your tickets. No, I won't just pay it. It's your mistake. You pay for it. I could easily pay for it, but why would I? You have a job. Okay. And then finally she starts playing this. No, I'm not coming over. I'm disappointed in you. And I hold frame. Because I'm very much like what Patrice O'Neal says. Be willing to take the L.
You would not be holding to the pussy. That is one of the ways I was able to get more pussy, is when I just didn't give a fuck
whether I got it or not. Same.
And then it just comes.
And then
you're too thirsty, then they can.
And then here's the thing. So then all of a sudden I hit her. I like, okay, fine. You want to play this game? That's fine. And then out of nowhere, she hits me up. What are you doing later? So listen, and I still respect her. I still have fun with her. I think she's a great girl. I don't look down on her at all.
But they
when I see this tactic, there's a thing where I look at it as I almost can't blame her because I'm so fucking lovable.
Come on, man.
so lovable.
Come on, man. God, man.
But I, you know, here's the thing though. When I was younger, I never knew that. I never knew how important it was to maintain frame. I had to learn that shit along the way. And I have to admit, listening to Black Phillip or Patrice O'Neal kind of helped me.
Oh, Patrice put, he gave the game away. There's hours of him just giving it away.
And I love listening to it. Like when I was in a terrible breakup back in 2016, man, listening to him set me straight again, because before I had to listen to him to get that girl. And then I lost my ways. Then I had to come back again.
You have to revisit. Yeah. It's like Jesus, Patrice O'Neal. It's like, Jesus Christ, you got to come. You find him multiple times in your life. I'm refinding Patrice O'Neal.
I love that shit, bro.
Yeah, he's our Jesus.
He is our Jesus, man. And the thing that I learned from Patrice, if any guys are listening and any women are listening either, just be willing to take the L, meaning don't be, like you said, when you stopped giving a fuck, that's when you started getting all the women. Yeah. And it wasn't that you don't give a fuck.
No, it's that
you
do
give a fuck.
I want pussy, but it's okay if you don't. Hey, listen, if you don't give me your pussy, guess what? I'll be fine.
Yeah. Don't be that. I used to be, if I didn't get the pussy, the fuck in my life was ruined.
And that's where these simp kind of like young men, awkward men could benefit from is hearing, you know, your stories and stuff like this, where it's like, you know, you don't want to be so thirsty for it.
You don't. And it's okay to only want to have sex. I don't think you should be shamed for that, right? Especially women.
Yeah.
Bro, that girl that I met last night, clearly she was all about fucking. And she was so beautiful, and I was so lucky.
Yeah.
Well, and very fortunate to be able to, you know.
It sounds like you're going to get married.
No.
Yeah.
No. She already told me last night, because she showed me video of her eating pussy. She showed me video of her eating pussy of this really, really, really hot girl.
Well, that's look at God, man. Look at Patrice.
Look at God. Yes. Thank you, Allah.
Thank you, Patrice.
And I'm just like, that is the exact, that's what I want in my life.
That's wifey.
Well, hold on a second. It's not, because she failed the test last night, because when we were hanging out talking. So I found her because I put this new bio on my dating profile.
I gotta try Facebook. Nah, I'm not gonna do that.
And my bio now is the most upfront bio I've ever had.
What is it?
Can I read it?
Yeah. Is it like?
No, it's not funny. It's not funny or anything.
I don't do. I haven't had.
It's very straightforward.
I've had like a handful of.
Can successes. I tell you something?
Yeah.
I've had a handful of successes too, but the successes that I get from them, they're great. No. I'm talking about threesomes. I'm talking about like,
I get it way more from life, from real life.
Yeah. And
Instagram is good.
I kind of, have you been hitting on girls on Instagram?
If they like, I think we talked about this. If they follow me or they like, you know, make it clear on Instagram, like they like three posts in a row.
Yeah.
Then that's when I'm like, if you give me the window, if you make me, acknowledge you, because we're doing so much shit, we got so much stuff going on. But if you pop on my radar, however you do it, you get me to go, who's this bitch? You know what's going on? Yeah, I'll engage. But I'm not thirsty looking, scrolling, going, oh hey. Like I don't even know how to make the first move on Instagram. I don't even know how to do it.
Oh yeah. I mean, I've picked up girls on Instagram.
What do you do? Would you just say, hey bitch?
Oh yeah. That's exactly right. Hey bitch. Okay. And then all of a sudden she appears on your dick. No.
Really? What do you say? How do you even?
I mean, okay. Now, this is the different type of Instagram pickup. The what I like to do is after a show when I crush and I tell everyone to follow me.
Yeah.
What you need to do right after, and you probably have to fucking check it just before you sell merch.
Yeah.
Is you got to go to your Instagram and you got to go to the request section.
Right.
Because you know how they filter out the messages from people who you're not following.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Because almost every show when I crush, man, there's going to be a girl that's going to send me a message. It's going to be like, I thought you
but
were
wait a
hilarious
minute.
But
wait a minute. That's what
I do. And then I open it up.
But
where
that
I'm
is,
like,
but that is, to me, that's not you going for them. That's what I do. They come to me.
Yeah,
that's
they come to
them.
Me. So oh, you're talking about what do I do to come after a girl?
Yeah, I don't initiate anything.
My success rate in
on Instagram
in terms of being
cold. Just I'm talking
no,
cold.
Very low.
Right.
The only I don't even do that anymore unless I'm so compelled to that I have to see if I can like maybe get a conversation with this girl.
Yeah.
But for the most part, my conversion on Instagram always come from like what you said when the girl on Instagram is giving you hints in
they
a digital
start,
way
right.
that she would do in
real
a
life.
Bar. In her bar, she would probably walk up to you and be like, "Hey, so blah 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 blah," and try to start a conversation and sort of be there and like be next to you.
That happened to me. Did we talk about that? It happened to me at Tony's party. Tony Rock had a thing, a pool.
You
party.
Did,
yeah. And then
tell
I was
us
just,
about it. Tell
I
us about
was just
it.
Standing in my space, being the natural born king that I am, just thriving in my energy, not stepping outside, just controlling my own aura and my own space. And then
you fucking nerd.
Hey man, whatever
you
it works.
Fucking dork.
You also you see I do all right. So
you do. You see I do all right.
I know that's what we have different approaches. I just kind of I am like a lighthouse, and then I it was a lonely ship,
a lighthouse
with a big ass, just kind of found their way, and we started talking. And
a lonely show with a big ass.
Yeah, you know, a couple of anchors, you know what I mean? A heavy anchors.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like
buoys.
Yeah, buoys. And they just came fucking mo. I'm talking buoys was on point, man. And like just kind of, you know.
Oh shit.
Came up and but yeah, it wasn't anything that I went out of my way for. So that's that.
And those are the best.
Yeah.
You
for
know.
Sure.
And to me,
she's coming to the show tonight.
I see.
Yeah,
and that's when you know you got a fan for real, real.
Yeah,
right. Mm-hmm. I like to do both, Trey. I like to be the lighthouse because I play that game too.
Yeah,
but I also like to supplement with being proactive. That's
now
why.
What do you mean proactive? What are you doing?
If I see a girl that I want to talk to, I try to hit on her.
Okay, you go out and you meet
and I'll
first.
Go. Yeah. I'll even hit on girls while I'm driving.
I can't do that. I have done that. The 5-year relationship I was in.
I got the best pickup line to pick up a girl from a car.
What is it?
I'm not telling you because everyone's going to fucking
no,
use it.
No, what is it? Okay,
I'll tell
me
you after the show, man. It fucking works. It's not going to work in your minivan because you're like a creeper in that thing.
Hey. Okay, you want some candy? That's what I said. Hey, I got some.
You don't even, when you pull up in the minivan, you don't even toss it from the window. No, you slide the door open.
Yeah,
and you
it's I said, hey, what's going on?
You want to come in?
You want to come in and you know, hang out? I got some candy in my pocket. Got some hot candy in my pocket. Some hard candy.
Ooh,
you can feel it. It's hard.
Hard. It's hard. It's already hard.
Yeah, you can put it in your mouth.
I don't got that Laffy Taffy for you, baby.
Yeah.
I got that hard candy.
I got that you know, lollipop.
That lollipop.
Yeah.
That
push pop, you know.
I came.
Yeah. But wait, what's your
oh, my bio. That's right. I almost forgot. So this bio nabbed me that girl last night.
Mm.
Okay. And this bio was, I'm like, okay. And if I can give any advice to guys out there, don't follow my advice. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm doing what I think works for me. Mm-hmm. Everybody's different. You got to try to work what works for you, man. And and I'm not that great with online dating. I'm not going to lie. So online dating to me is supplementation.
Yeah.
I look at online dating like a vitamin. I don't take that much effort. I don't put too much weight into swiping and I hope this girl fucking whatever. I do it lightly. I see what happens and I see if I can like nab a girl that I can like vibe with, like that girl last night. Mm-hmm. Right. But the majority of the time it's fucking failure, but I don't hinge everything on this. Now, this is the bio that's been working for me. And I've changed my bio multiple times. This is the first time I've done a bio where it's very, very straightforward.
Mm.
Because even though I'm like the Patrice O'Neal, where it's like, be very straightforward,
yeah,
be willing
to
take the L.
Straight. Yeah, you got it.
Right? I do that in life. Right. I've never done that on dating apps that much. Mm. Now, this is my thing. It's pretty long, but and girls like to read anyway, so.
They do.
I say, I love to have fun in life. I enjoy travel, fitness, investing. I'm in comedy, and I invest in real estate. Looking for a girl to match my energy, both sex energy and overall vibe. I value trust and openness. Right now, I'm open to something casual and see if it goes deeper from there. I love bi women. I love the idea of sharing my girl with other women, but you don't have to be bi. Smiley face. I'm laid back, chill, and very, very open-minded. Let's get to know each other.
That's it, yeah.
Very forward. Yeah, I'm not trying forward. To be fancy.
No. Nope. There it is.
I'm just not trying to be clever.
Here's the, there's no, you don't need to do that.
I don't need to do that. I'm just being straight the fuck up. Yo, ladies, if this you swipe on me, this is what you get.
This is it.
And the girl last night, when we were hanging out, man, when she showed up in her titties, man, I was just like, jackpot. And then my other thought was, is this a man?
I mean, you can't be too careful.
I mean, out here in LA, I'm like, is this trans? Anyways. And then when
I've seen some beautiful trans women.
Oh, yeah, bro, which kind of proves that men are better at everything. So
we are. Caitlyn Jenner.
I mean, we're so good at
Caitlyn
everything.
Caitlyn Jenner won Woman of the Year.
Woman of the Year. It was only a woman for a year.
Less than a year.
Less than a year.
Men are better at everything.
So I sat down with this girl yesterday, and then I remember as we were getting the she came to the show, which I don't normally have girls come to the show, but because she was willing to meet me that night, I was like, fuck it. Have her come to my show. So then that way.
Well, that's the move. Come to the show and then we hang out after.
Hey, well, sometimes I don't like girls to come to my show.
What? That's all I do.
Maybe I should start doing that then.
Are you kidding me? That's when somebody likes me, if they haven't already seen, if I didn't get them from comedy, better believe the first date.
Okay, I'm going to start doing that because it worked great last night.
That is all.
She saw me on stage and she loved it. And I had this crowd work last night. And I don't mean the break, but I had this crowd work last night where something about dating or whatever. And then I made the point to say to the audience, I go, I'm complicated, right? Mm-hmm. And then somebody made a joke about, because I was hitting on a girl, the thing. And then somebody goes, you should take her to the bathroom. And then I'm like, hell yeah, dude, I'll fuck a girl in the bathroom. And then this one lady in the front, she goes, you're not complicated. I'm like, excuse me? She goes, you're not complicated. I go, that's not complicated. I go, fucking in a bathroom in public, trying to maintain an erection, knowing about the impending danger of getting a ticket and going to jail is not complicated. That thing is complicated. Yeah. Then I talked about how how big my dick was. I'm like, you know how complicated it is to fucking stroke a big ass dick in a tiny ass space? And then I over-exaggerated on stage. Yeah. And then it was, the best was like when we fucked last night, she was like, yo, man, that dick is big. You right. You know, so that's that was like kind of nice.
It's just,
you know?
It's just, you know, you got to advertise.
But maybe I should start taking him to the show.
Of course.
Well,
man.
Anyway, so I took it to the show. Yeah. And then after the show, we hung out at some bar and it was
nice. I mean, go back to what Lulu said. Be good. Take them to, you're good at a thing.
Yeah.
That is how I
get most of my girls that are like after the show. Sometimes I don't take girls to shows because I'm hoping to nab another girl at the show. You know?
I do both.
Oh, teach me. Teach me, sensei.
Teach me, bro. Is in session.
Class is in session, bro. What's happening?
I invite people. Like, you know, tonight I got this nice.
Before, I just want to round up my thought.
Yeah.
She read my bio because when I sat down and talked to her, I was like, are you into women? And she was like, and then I was like, so you read my bio. Mm. And she's like, tried to play like, well, I skimmed over it. And then I pulled it out and we read it. She was like, oh, yeah, I read that. I read that. So that it was great. That bio nabbed me the girl that I was looking for.
And you have to put, it's the secret where you got to put out what you
don't believe in that secret shit.
But you live by it. You are a shining example of you put out what you want.
Yes.
You ask for it.
That I believe in.
You make it real. You just were clear what you wanted. And guess clear. What? The universe gave it to you.
And sometimes it won't. And that's fine.
It doesn't always. Yeah.
And that's fine.
You have to be okay with
that. That's the key. Anyways, back to teaching me how to invite a girl to your show.
Yes.
Show her and qualify yourself as being an amazing whatever that, you know, that you should have sex with me. And yes. then bring another girl. So teach me, bro. Because sometimes I'm worried. I know the philosophy of having more bitches get you more bitches.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't know if I can't. Teach me.
Well, it's just the thing. I've invited multiple girls to shows before where everything happened where, you know, a girl came that I invited and then someone there wanted to fuck me that night. And so it's just a matter of, this other girl that I invited, I can put her on the back burner, fuck her later. And fuck this audience member by, and it's like, and she already saw I'm good at it. So it's like, if I'm
but
like,
so then how do you get the other girl from not being offended that you're meeting this other girl?
Well, because we don't have plans. Like, I invite them to the show, and then if I want to, I say, hey, you want to
Make sure that you don't have any plans.
I only invite them to the show. And then sometimes I'll even go, I can't hang out afterwards, which is what I did tonight with this chick. She's coming, and I told her, but to give me that.
And you told her I can't hang out
afterwards? I literally said, let's get together, come to the show tonight, and, you know, have a couple of drinks, have fun, and let's hang out this weekend. That's what I said. To open it up for
A future thing. But if you want to, you could seal the deal tonight.
I could seal the deal tonight.
I'm learning so much. This is very, very good. Okay, teach me, Trey. Teach me.
No, you got it. You know, that's the first step, you know, is invite them to the show. Tell them that you're, you know, maybe you got some other friends coming that you have to hang out with them after the show or whatever, you have other plans, but come to the show and let's hang out at a later date. And then if you want to, when they're there, you can go, hey, why don't you hang out? Let's stay for a drink. Hey, if you want them to stay.
Bro.
But it's like it's not disrespectful or anything, you know.
It's just a matter of, you know, you keep your options open and you go with whatever. I'm a vibes guy, so if
I'm a vibes guy,
you know, let's kick it. And if not, like I said, you set it up for a future date. So that's the thing, is you set the. I like to
see you. You're teaching me that what I also taught on your show, the reverse date, which also, guys, listen to this. I think this is a really, really, really good tactic. I like this tactic that he just chose, but this other one is I find it very hard to keep a girl after having sex with her the first night. Not always. Sometimes some girls are very cool and relaxed about it. Like, you can hook up with them that night, and then after that night, they're very open-minded sexually, that they don't mind seeing you again. They don't have a shame factor, so to speak, right? Mm-hmm. There are other women, though, who I think most women are, they feel like they have to navigate the waters of shame when it comes to sex. And I think some women, if you convince them to have sex with you the first night, what's the majority of women going to say just before you guys have sex that first night, Trey? What's the first thing? What's the one thing that they all say just before you do it?
What, that they don't usually? Well, they all act like that they don't.
They
do
don't
it,
and usually you have to convince them. Do this.
You have
right?
to. But
my point is I think that is just part of the woman's makeup, where she has to navigate being called a slut. So
it's all made up too, by the way. Like, it just comes straight from the fucking straight from the patriarchy.
Yeah.
And it's these feminists that are like, oh, you know, I support women and I'm a independent woman, but I can't fuck you on the first date if I don't want to. It's like, well, according to who? What are you talking about? Like, are we equals or not? If we're equals, we can equally come together and have sex.
Yeah, but I mean, I just think that like a lot of women don't have that ability to just be okay with it. So my point is that I find the best way to do it is what I call the reverse date, where you do the first date as a regular date. You take her out, you get to know her. If you guys build rapport, meaning you guys are hot and heavy for each other, and you are willing to wait it out for sex, I would say the best thing is to see if you can save the date for sex to the next day. So let's say you take her out that night. You guys are having a really good time. You guys are getting hot and heavy. You start escalating towards the night. You're at a point where both of you guys are making out, you know, at the bar, and, you know, she's very intimate with you. You know right away that she is actually probably really down to hook up. Once you know that, you have one or two options. You could hook up with her that night right away, or tell her to save it for the next day. And I find that when you save it for the next day, it allows the girl to accept the idea of a fuck buddy relationship more than it would if you had sex with her the first night. I think most women, when you have sex with them the first night, they wake up in the morning and they're kind of like, ugh, I don't know if I can look at him again. I don't know if I can. I don't know if he respects me, you know. But I find that if you are able to get her to that level where you're just about to maybe hook up, you take her to her house, you take her to her front door, you make out with her really hot and heavy. You tell her, hey, let's save this for tomorrow because I got an early day or whatever. If you leave the date on that note where you guys had such a great time and she's loving your rapport and she's making out with you and you know you can take her inside and have sex with her right now, you could do it. But I think that you risk probably maybe not seeing her again. This is also risky. But what I try to do is I'd be like, okay, let's try to meet up tomorrow. Now, this is the key. The next day you set up a date. You're like, hey, I'm going to pick you up at this time. We're going to go grab some food. Great. She's going to get ready. You pull up just a little bit early. You get out of your car. You go to her door. The door where you were just making out with her before you let her go last night. You knock the door. She's going to answer the door. As soon as she answers the door, you start making out with her. And you pick up where you left off last night. And if the chemistry works, which a lot of the majority, all the times it's worked for me, she's ready to fuck. So you basically answer, she answers the door. You're basically just spontaneously taking her to the bedroom, making out, and you guys have sex. And when it's done, then you take her on a date. So the second date is a reverse date. And I find that thing that I've done, which I accidentally stumbled on, has a psychological benefit for women because, one, what it does is it allows them to have sex with you in this more relaxed, respectful fashion because it's not just sex. So the second date, it's sex and you're still taking her out. And you're still hanging out with her. And you're still having fun with her.
It's all the same ingredients, just in a different order.
In a different order.
Yeah, which you'll switch it up. I mean, that's...
It's like building rapport on the first day to the point where you build sexual tension. You cut it off. You save it for another day. And then on the next day, you surprise her by continuing right where you guys left off. And I think that is the way to go. Because the three times that I've done that, it was amazing. And the girls were, they really stuck around for a very long time. And not only that, they were my friends. They're still my friends. You know what I mean? Even though like now they're dating other people and stuff, we've established this level of respect, right? Which I think a lot of women don't get, man, when it comes to fucking.
You got to give them respect.
All right, this podcast went kind of long.
Oh man, hey, it's important information, man.
It is, bro.
Well, that's why we got to start a dating.
I really think we should start a dating podcast where we start talking about sex, man.
And I mean, literally, if these fucking idiots can do it, just by
the thing is when you watch their videos, Trey, you can see right away that they're very good at podcasting.
Yeah.
They're very good at keeping things controversial.
Yeah. And
I think that's like where they get their views because they get this very controversial tinge to shit, man. And I think it's just stupid.
Well, I think that I think again, if you build it, they will come. It's sort of like how Joe Rogan didn't know that he was going to one day be the biggest podcaster in the world. He just wanted to sit down.
If we can get Lulu as a guest host all the time, that would be the shit.
She has to be a correspondent. She has to be
She would have to be a correspondent. That's hilarious.
To come and speak and be the voice for women.
Yeah. You know? Well, but the voice of women that she is, you know.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Like everybody would benefit from that. Let's do it.
I'm down, bro.
Yeah.
We could just do it here, man, so we don't have to use that studio. Unless the people at your studio are down for it. I have no idea. All right.
Yeah, man.
Well, guys, this podcast was great. I love having Trey on. The first time I had you on, man, with Riri, that was fucking fun too.
Yeah, yeah.
So Riri, definitely listen to that one if you want to hear a funny podcast with Trey and then another girl who has the opposite viewpoints of we do and how he just fucking like rips. Dude, the thing is that we both respect women, but when it comes to comedy, we will play the womanizer.
What? Because that's funny. It's not funny to respect women. It's not funny to go, women are smart.
Yes.
And they deserve rights.
Right.
That's not funny. It's funny to go, they're dumb.
Yes.
And they got too many rights.
Right. It's not funny to say that I'm fucking handsome and muscular. It's funnier to say you're bald and short, you ugly motherfucker.
Exactly. Yeah. But yeah, man, I got thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, bro, this was fucking great, man. I love talking about relationships. It was great having Lulu on.
Yeah.
Follow everybody. How do they follow you, Trey?
Instagram, Trey Stewart, number one, TreStewart. And follow me on Venmo, at Trey Stewart.
Do you have a website?
No, not yet. But just Instagram. Everybody go to Instagram.
Fuck me. Instagram. Yeah. Can I tell you that, bro?
No. I know we talked about this.
Because I don't think a lot of people are able. I mean, I to be honest, from now on, fucking do what I do. MikeFromDetroit.com. That's where you find all my social media links on every page that you're on there. Follow me. Subscribe to my podcast. I'm at Mike from Detroit. All the links are on my podcast. It's MikeFromDetroit.com. You'll find my YouTube, my Venmo, my TikTok. I'm blowing up on TikTok doing cat videos. I fucked up.
I'm blowing up on Venmo.
You blown up on Venmo. I wish I was blown up on Venmo. My Venmo is Mike from Detroit. I'm Mike from Detroit on everything. Instagram, Twitter, Pornhub. But the best way to find me is MikeFromDetroit.com. You guys are awesome. Also, October 9th, if you're listening and you are in Detroit, October 9th, Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle, co-headlining with my other Yemeni comic brother, Ahmed El Kadri. We're doing Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle, October 9th. We're looking to sell that shit out. Get your tickets. The ticket link should be up very soon. Stay tuned to everything. Again, you guys are awesome. And who knows? Maybe Trey and I will start a podcast about respecting women.
Maybe, man. Gotta respect these hoes.
Gotta respect these hoes,
gotta respect
bro.
Respect these hoes.
As he puts his glasses on.
See, this is what I'm realizing. Look, the thing fucking went off again, and it was right when you left.
Yeah,
so it's overload. The sound is overloading the system.
Yeah, you'll figure it out.
Yeah, I'll figure it out. Time. All right, guys. Thank you for watching, especially y'all motherfuckers that are watching live. You guys are the best. Thank you so much. I'll see you guys next time.
Those people. Public Yemeni number one.